If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Checking one. Check, checking one. God. Goddamn. Check, check, checking. Check. Fuck. Cock. Cock. Check. Pah. 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 Check one. Pah. Checking. Pah. Pah.
Now that's it. I won't put up with that. It's not necessary. I will not put up with this. We'll go into music and we'll play records. We will not talk. I won't tolerate it. We won't have any more of that. You're educated people. You're nice people. You are people. You're not animals. And for heaven's sakes, act like it. I will not put up with any more of this foolishness. We will go into records, and I swear we'll play records the rest of the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
And now...
You!
What does that do? Did that blow your mind? That just happened.
Our feature presentation.
If I'm not mistaken, that was Acoustic Christmas? Is that correct?
I believe that was the celebration of the birth of the baby Jesus. Yes, Kevin.
Acoustic Christmas. And who was the band?
System of a Down.
That's our pal Serge.
He had a whole chant going. And we were just sitting there laughing going, what the hell? This is awesome. It's a Christmas show. If you. That ruled.
Perfect.
That was a little bit of our tribute to Tourette's this morning, since I know we're going to be talking about that later on today.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by Tourette's. And South Park did an episode on it. About a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fantastic. I mean, Eric Cartman discovers that if he's got Tourette's, he can say anything he wants.
And you've been and wishing does. You had Tourette's ever since you saw that episode.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. It's just all the things he does. He went on national TV as the spokesman for Tourette's, Eric Cartman. And he was just lying. He was making it up. So that's good times right there.
Yeah.
I think that year's Acoustic Christmas was the same year that System of a Down gave us this, too.
Oh, yeah.
We're on drugs. We're on drugs.
It was, same year.
Sing it if you know it.
We're all on drugs.
That's a band right there.
That is.
How do they write stuff like that? So creative.
There's something in me that enjoys the fact, though, that they're doing something that is the opposite of what should be done at a Christmas show.
True.
I love that.
Definitely doing that.
It makes me happy. The whole we're on drugs and F you, I'm just like, this is so inappropriate. I'm a big fan of that.
Really. Maybe like Serge has Tourette's.
Maybe. Maybe that's the problem. 5:33. Good morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday, the 25th of Rocktober. Now, we haven't been banned from using that word yet, right? That's just starting in the courts, that whole Rocktober thing?
Yeah, I think we'll be fine for this season. We'll see what the courts give the Rockies for next season.
How are the Rockies doing? Have they started the World Series yet?
Not so good.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't the start they were hoping for, but they had 8 days off, remember? Because they just burned through the preliminary rounds of the postseason, so they had literally 8 days off.
That can work against you, right?
So I think they forgot how to play baseball.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just getting this in my earpiece. Boston just scored a run.
Wow. they scored another one today, yeah.
How many games have they played?
One. First one last night.
All right.
They lost 13-1.
13-1?
Yeah.
13-1.
It was pretty sad.
The fourth inning. The fourth inning was 38 minutes of Boston being at the plate, just bashing, scoring run. 38 minutes.
I think it was the fifth.
Boston.
Fifth, yeah. Right, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was insane.
And I think Boston has scored 43 runs in the last four games they played, by the way. So they're getting hot at the right time.
And there was a question last night because it was raining throughout the game. If they were going to have to call it. And then it was,
baseball,
can they get enough innings
to
actually win the game, or would they have to replay it?
How many innings did they have to get in, B?
Five.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have the 10-run rule like we did in Little League, where if you're ahead by 10 runs, you get to quit?
No, they don't. I will tell you, though, that it's so weird having Lisa May care. That's the weirdest thing about this whole postseason.
Watching the game last night, cheering.
She's an awfully big fan for someone who didn't know baseball existed until 2 weeks ago.
But you know what? She's moving in the right direction.
I made up my mind. I do it.
I mean, it's baseball and all. I know I'm
best sport ever.
I know I'm in the minority because 70,000 people go per game, but But I'm not a big baseball fan. But Lisa chose baseball because of the man in her life.
Yes.
And chose the Boston Red Sox.
Because of the man in my life.
Oh, which is a really bad choice.
Unless you're from
next boyfriend's a Yankees fan.
Yeah, no kidding.
She'll start
the Yankees.
She'll start mouthing off about Boston. Hey, I love Boston. Yep. What? You love who? We're out. We're done.
Yeah, this is going to bring up whole new issues in my love life now.
Yeah.
I never had to deal with this before.
Check the sports background of the men you sleep with.
I know.
Yeah. That's tough.
And, wow.
And usually she doesn't like any kind of background on the men she sleeps with. So this is going to be weird to have to start actually filling out paperwork.
Come in.
Yeah. I will tell you, I did have one thought about the game last night, and although, you know, he would prefer to go back and have the opportunity to do it again, the Rockies ace who started game one of the World Series is named Jeff Francis, and you look at him, and he's 26 years old, and I was just thinking, you know, I don't care where you are or what you're doing in life, for 99.9999% of the people listening, whether you're not yet 26 or we're already 26, you're not going to be starting game one of the freaking World Series at that age.
Ever. You'll never get to that point.
Nope.
Yeah. I mean, what must that be like?
But
how
wait
weird
a minute.
Is that guy's life?
I was taking for granted when you said it was 13-1 that they started not their ace. I mean, they must have started one of their secondary
pitchers. No,
they started
their ace, but he had a horrible night. I mean, maybe it was because of how much time they had off. I mean, obviously he had a fantastic year. I mean, this kid is amazing.
I don't know.
He's a great, great pitcher.
I think they lost one game, didn't they? How many games did they lose during their regular season?
I don't know. I don't know. But I mean,
as a team?
Their best pitcher.
No team only loses one game.
No, I guess you're right. I guess that was in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But 26 years old, starting the World Series, you know, and I said to my wife last night, I said, you know, I was throwing rocks at my neighbor Robbie Joyner.
No.
When I was 26.
That's what I was doing.
Robbie lived in a lot of neighborhoods.
He did, yeah.
He was growing up.
He did.
All over the place.
Everywhere he went, just got pelted.
Dude, I was thinking that when I was a Kings fan. I was watching the Kings' new goalie, who's 19.
19. Yeah.
And was already playing goalie in the NHL. I know he's been sent down to the minors for a little bit now, but he'll be back.
Yeah, he's in Maine now, I guess.
But 19. I mean, you know, that's a year out of high school starting
it's
for
amazing.
A professional NHL team.
Yeah.
Think about Kobe, who's...
Same thing.
Kobe's an 11-year veteran of the NBA. The guy's like a seasoned, grizzled veteran.
He's 23.
He's 28 years old.
Oh, 28.
You know, like, he's like... people are already talking about, well, you know, time's ticking for Kobe. You know, he's getting to be that age where you're starting to think about trading him. You're like, he's 28.
Yeah. Jeez. He's 17, right, when he started with the Lakers?
It was 18.
17, 18? Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know how you
people
can keep
have
your
ability.
Head about you.
People who are smart and have ability, they're the people that I got to look at and just shake my head and go, how do they do it?
Talent, dude.
Yeah.
Talent.
I guess that's what it is. Pretty impressive.
They're born with it.
Yep.
They're born without it. That's
pretty
how
much.
It works. We make jokes that aren't funny most of the time.
That's what we do.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? We mentioned Tourette's. I want it. I'm hoping that I can get it from somebody on the phone today.
Okay.
I don't know if that works that way or not.
Yes,
but
neurological disorders are passed through the phone.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
I didn't know that. That's good news.
Should I hold my mouth open or
it
put it
hurt.
Near my ear or put it near my eye? How does it transfer?
Rub your hand all over it and then rub your eyes. And then lick it.
All right.
That's what she said.
Oh, no, she did not.
I'm going to need that clip. Yeah, okay. Also on today's show, I got to tell you about this show phenomenon.
Oh, did you watch it?
I did. I brought in highlights.
How was it?
Well, horrible.
Really? Really horrible?
Yeah. And I'll tell you who's almost more hateable than Chris Angel is this douchebag Uri Geller.
Really?
He's the old Chris Angel, I guess. He was on the Tonight Show.
He's got to be old,
this
right?
Dude named Johnny Carson used to host it long before Jay.
Yeah.
And
Jay has always hosted it. What are you talking about?
He's a bigger... I don't know who's a bigger douchebag.
Wow.
He's just... I just wanted to punch him.
I saw a little bit of that show, and there were a lot of problems with it. Some of the mentalists did some pretty cool stuff.
I agree.
Yeah. But the thing that killed me, Chris Angel, you knew he was going to be a douchebag. Yeah, Uri, as they call him, did not impress me. But the host, Tim Vincent, killed me, too.
Oh, did he? He was...
Killed me.
He didn't bother me. I mean, it was bad, but...
He's got this... you know, usually a guy's got a British or an Australian accent. It's fairly pleasing. But his is just grating. It's just wearying. It's painful to listen to.
How could you concentrate on that with everything else that was going on in the show?
Because I can concentrate on more than one thing at a time.
Damn, what's
and
that like?
He's every sentence he says is so staccato.
Yeah.
It was just unlistenable.
Oh, God.
For an hour.
So these mentalists come out, or whatever they are, and they do tricks. And like Bean said, some of them are impressive.
Yeah.
It's just all of the other stuff. It's the same thing with Chris Angel. He does pretty cool tricks. I don't know how. But he spends 59 minutes out of the hour posing and trying to convince people he's going to die and everything else. And this show has that disease.
He does sit there and look like a homeless guy, too. Like, why couldn't his mommy dress him for TV?
Oh, that is his dress for TV, Bean. He probably spends hours on it. Anyway, that show, thank God that's the last time I'm going to have to watch that. Because that was bad.
All right.
We're going to talk about a 106-year-old Asian guy who married an 81-year-old, something like that.
I think 84.
84?
Robin the Cradle, though, still.
That's right.
84.
We are going to talk about Dumbledore being gay on today's Kevin and Bean show.
Oh, Dumbledore. Yeah.
Going to talk about Jerry Seinfeld checking out the Church of Scientology.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they promote that B movie that he's in? Why?
Yeah, that's
been
a question.
On that on
thing
TV.
About
not
it.
A thing about
yeah,
it.
It's weird. It's so low key.
Ralph has some sort of surprise that I'm the only one who doesn't know what it is. That's got me worried a bit.
Don't be worried. I'm here to tell you, you'll love it.
Okay, fantastic. Ralph says I'll throw my arms around him and hug him.
I'm not sure that'll happen.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he bet me $10 yesterday that I would. Also, we've got the Internet Roundup. We've got some new stuff to show you on the Internet.
Okay.
And the K-Rock Creep Show, we've got your tickets coming up in a half hour, just after 6 o'clock. A chance for you to win those tickets for this Saturday night with Surge, We're All on Drugs, Tankian. So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
You! Maybe he's got a Halloween edition of that song he can do as well, along with the Christmas one.
I think they're all the same with that one. Ralph Showbiz Beat is...
And now, a moment with Bean.
Former UFC welterweight champion, of course, star of his own show on the...
Delivery.
That was a moment with Bean.
I do like the instant analysis you get in the studio, too, if you screw up like that. Well, I do like that there's somebody there to cradle you.
In some jobs, they will try to cover for you, but in this one, you pretty much are trying to hang the guy.
Oh, yeah.
And, as quickly as possible.
That's just the way it works.
I fell into a hole, and Mike's right there to throw dirt on me. That's basically what happened right there.
Step on your fingers.
It's 5:47 on the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday morning. I can't wait. What time's your surprise guest stopping by today, Ralph? 7 o'clock hour?
7:30-ish, I think.
7:30?
Yeah.
Okay.
Surprise guest.
We've been looking forward to this one for a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is one that I can tell you, honestly, that Assistant Producer Alex has worked very hard behind the scenes to make this happen.
Yes, she has. So, she did a great job.
I'm trying to figure out what it could be because I'm the only one that doesn't know. And so I've been saying it's something that I did that's embarrassing because that's usually what it is. But I wonder if I have a clue that it – I hope it's not somebody who sings that goddamn Halloween song. I hope that's
that
not
would be
That would be even better. See, now you've ruined it by setting the expectations too high.
Because I would have to kill them.
If we had the original jazz combo that did Halloween Spooks,
I would beat them up.
They would be the greatest live performance ever in the history of Kevin and Bean.
At least one of them is dead, perhaps two. So you don't have to worry about that happening.
I'm guessing they're all dead.
Excellent.
That would be hot. Yeah. All right, it's 5:48. Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on this morning?
Well, you know, Natalie Portman, stunning actress.
Yep.
Beautiful chick.
Yep.
Yes.
You know what her second favorite thing is after acting?
What?
Second favorite thing.
Yeah.
Sex?
Yeah. No.
Damn.
Math.
Math?
Yeah.
Math.
How hot is that? Oh, yeah.
Math?
Oh, yeah.
That's so hot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I like to give her a little long division. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Yeah, that's hot.
I'd like to see her polynomials. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't even recognize that word.
I'd like to use her... A protractor under prime numbers. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that I think I'm getting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She is the guest editor of the upcoming issue of Scholastic Math Magazine.
Well, she's just showing off now.
That's so hot.
She says that math was one of my favorite subjects in school.
Right.
It always gets a bad rap, and I'm not sure why. Because it blows.
Because it blows?
No one likes to do math.
Yeah.
Sure, you need to use math daily for knowing how much of a tip to leave at the restaurant or how much flour you need to make double the amount of cookies in a recipe. But it is the less obvious practical parts of math that are most fun for me. Like considering the principles of infinity.
Yeah, that's good times right
It made
there.
Me excited about Sometimes life to consider the limitless of the mind and what we can do with it.
I used to sit around on Saturday nights and just think about that. Yeah. What a party.
But you were stoned when you're doing it.
Good times.
Dude. Like, infinity is forever.
Mind-blowing.
But if you had like half of infinity, could you count that amount? What if, dude, infinity?
But you could still burn anyone who brings up infinity by just saying plus one. I mean, whatever they got, whatever number they come up with, just infinity. You just say plus one, you win.
I think that's one of the major articles in Scholastic Math Magazine. how to burn people with the plus one.
I don't think that would appeal to Natalie Portman being that type of comedy. I'm sure she would not find that funny.
She's a smarty.
Yeah.
Turns out she's a smarty.
I not only am horrible at math, but I do hate it.
Wow.
That's why it was so funny to hear that rap that she did on Saturday Night Live to me. When she was rapping. You guys remember that?
Being
that was her,
filthy,
right?
Being all filthy mouth?
That was her, right?
Yes, yeah.
We're sitting here today with film star Natalie Portman.
Hello.
So, Natalie, what's a day in the life of Natalie Portman like?
I don't sleep, mother off that yak and that Durbin. Doing 120, getting hit while I'm swerving.
Damn, Natalie, you a crazy chick.
You shut the up and suck my
Come on.
Wow.
Awesome. Not enough actresses are doing that kind of rap.
That seemed out of line.
That was great.
More magazine news. Golf for Women magazine is finally releasing their first top 25 female celebrity golfer list.
I'm sorry.
I didn't find that many.
Are we out on Monday? Are we officially out of showbiz news, Ralph?
Come on.
Because this has to be the last story ever.
Finally, the list we've been waiting for, the female celebrity golfer list.
Come on.
The top 25 female celebrity golfers.
Okay. Hot golfers?
Celebrity.
Celebrity golfers.
Well, then.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Did you know Tia Leone has a 12 handicap?
I did not.
No.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I got a 12 handicap, you know what I mean?
No,
no, no. What do you mean, Kevin?
Celine Dion's a 17 handicap.
Yeah.
But Jessica Alba's like a 40. So
that makes her better.
No, that's worse.
Well, she'll
that's
need,
why they call it a handicap.
She'll need
the larger your handicap, Kevin, the worse off you are.
But she'll need you to show her how to hold the club.
Yeah,
the whole deal.
To hold the club, you know what I'm saying? I'd give her a bucket of balls, you know what I'm saying?
Oh!
I'd like to tend her greens, you know what I'm saying? I'd like to get a hole in one there, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not sure, but I think I understand what you're saying.
I'd like to score a birdie there, you know what I'm saying? I'd like to shoot an
eagle. Wife out of town for a long period of time right now or something? What's going on with you today?
No.
She's awfully frisky.
We started about the wife this morning.
Uh-oh.
Cheesed off at her.
Oh, yeah. Welcome.
Is it her fault you were late?
Hell. Yeah.
Oh, no.
We've got a very narrow driveway.
Mm-hmm.
You can park cars one behind the other.
And yeah, I bet Jessica Alba's got a very narrow driveway, I'll tell you that.
Yes. And
invariably, I say to her, I say, look, when you get home from work, if I'm in front of you, you have to call me so we can swap out the cars. Because
right.
If I'm in front of you when I get up and you're behind me, then I got to find your keys and I got to move your car. Then I got to pull my car out, then move your car back in the driveway. I just don't have time. Trust me, I'm cutting it close as it is every morning. So this morning, could not find her keys.
Walk out the door.
Could not find her keys. Run back in the house, nowhere to be found. Turn it upside down, could not find the keys. So
you know what you do in that instance? Back the hell up fast as you can.
Just
knock it out of the way.
I got enough reverse for both cars. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just bang it out of the way.
Could you take her car?
Barely got here. Couldn't find the keys.
Couldn't find her keys.
Yeah.
Oh,
unless
yeah.
I could hotwire her car, I couldn't have taken her car. No. So it was a
gotta
frustrating
be
morning
in the neighborhood.
Frustrating morning. I live mostly amongst the Hasidic Jews in my mm-hmm. neighborhood.
Oh, good.
Right. And not a lot of car thieves in that particular group. I went knocking
Especially
door to
Saturdays.
Door. Yeah, exactly. Friday night, forget about it. Lindsay Lohan left rehab only days ago, but...
Yes,
she's already
back.
Planning a big party for New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve?
Yeah. It's like lightning.
It's she's, October.
She's planning her New Year's Eve party early. Here's the thing. She is already locked in to a party in Las Vegas to welcome in 2008.
They're paying her.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. She's contractually bound to host a party for the Pure nightclub.
Okay.
So she'll be rocking out at Pure. What's that? Caesars, isn't it? Pure?
I think so.
Yeah. Seems she's already taken the hundreds of thousands of dollars the club was ready to pay her for the honor of hosting her 21st birthday.
Oh, right.
But after bailing out of that to focus on her sobriety, she still owes them a night of work for cash, which a lot of sources say she needs right about now.
Yeah.
So she took the money and she spent it. Now she owes them a party hosting gig, so she's going to do their New Year's Eve party. So if you want to ring in... New Year's Eve with Lilo. That's where you go.
There's a word for that. I think it's hooker.
What?
Services for cash, dude.
Yesterday was the reuniting of Britney and K-Fed.
Uh-oh. Oh, how nice. They got together and
they
snuggled?
Not so much. They got together briefly yesterday at the Beverly Hills Hotel to attend their first Parenting Without Conflict session. The court has mandated they have to attend six of these seminars to learn how to work together to raise their children in spite of their own personal
differences. Well, that ought to do it.
Yeah. Six? Oh, they'll probably knock it out in three. They won't even need the six, I'm sure.
What a waste.
Yeah. Here's my favorite part of the story. While Brittany went inside the hotel, she handed her keys to the valet at the parking lot there and asked the valet to fill up her Mercedes SUV for her.
With gas?
Yeah.
Do they do that?
Yeah. Apparently they do.
Apparently they do.
There's a service there, I guess, with celebrities, whatever. They'll take your car and go fill it up with gas.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. She's getting lazier.
Yeah.
If that's possible. But trust us, she doesn't really have much luck with gas in cars. How many times has she run out of gas and the paparazzi had to push her to the station?
Yeah, quite a bit.
I'm surprised she didn't send her car out with the paparazzi to have them do it. They seem to be at her beck and call lately.
That's true. People are still wondering, a couple or not a couple, Hayden Panettiere and Milo Ventimiglia of Heroes.
They seem to be hanging out a lot together.
Everyone's denying it, including some of her castmates.
I'd like to think that Hayden is together with Kristen Bell. That's my idea of a good night.
But In Touch Weekly magazine says that Milo has given her an 18-carat yellow gold ring from Tiffany.
Wow.
Okay.
Is it an engagement ring? Is it a friendship ring? Is it a... Hey, thanks for doing that thing you did last night, ring.
That's
more
a pretty,
than a hanging out ring.
That's
I'll
a hell
that.
Of a thing that she did for an 18-karat ring.
Yeah, it's true. Reese Witherspoon and Jake Gyllenhaal are back together again.
Oh.
Photographers caught the two canoodling the other day, apparently holding hands and kissing. They seem the relationship was rumored to be on the rocks, but apparently they're doing okay. They are currently enjoying a mini vacation in Rome. Friends say that Reese claims Jake is wonderful, kind, generous, and funny.
Yeah, okay.
What else has he got? Jake Gyllenhaal, of course, you may remember, was in that movie with Heath Ledger.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Called Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, I see where you're going with this, Ralph.
Well, the people have been demanding it for days, and we haven't had time. And before we don't have time, this
I don't think
show,
we have time.
I think
oh,
we finally have plenty of time to talk about the sequel to that movie.
But we're going
to
give away tickets for the Creep Show next.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to have people call in and win tickets to the Creep Show Saturday night.
That's fine.
Surge.
We can still do that.
That's right after the top of the hour. We better get right
while
to that.
While people are getting ready to dial, they can enjoy the trailer for one of my favorite films of all time, the sequel to Brokeback Mountain. A little film called Brokeback Island.
From director Ang Lee and the producers of Brokeback Mountain comes yet another story of a love between two men that would not be denied.
I haven't had an erection in 11 years.
Hey, want to party on my
Two radio DJs.
I suck so hard.
Discovering love within each other.
Hold on, I'm trying to swallow.
One, fearing that their love would never be accepted.
He's just magic.
Moved to a faraway island. The other man.
Want a banana, you hot little monkey bitch?
Knowing his life would never be complete without his partner, dyed his blonde hair, put on his green pleather jacket, and moved to that island to join him.
Hey, blow me?
Ooh, ooh!
Together, the two men will discover a love...
In your mouth!
...that could not be weakened by time, distance, or a lack of talent.
It's getting hot in here.
Hi, we're looking for Dick...
Ang Lee presents Brokeback Island.
I am a whore.
Buzzkill!
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's wow, the that's, best.
That
we
may
don't
be the greatest movie ever.
Yes.
How are you going to come at us like that, Ralph?
I want the special edition DVD of Brokeback Island.
All the extras?
Yeah. When it comes to a little clown head house. It's very entertaining.
1-800-520-1067. If you want to be a contestant, it's a game we're going to play called Name That Creep for K-Rock Creep Show tickets Saturday night with Serge Tankian at the House of Blues on Sunset. You can call right now.
Celebrity birthdays today. Marion Ross. Mrs. Cunningham on Happy Days. Mrs. C, stop ringing the bell.
So hot. Come on.
Look, she's obviously a sweetheart and she's a talented actress, but not Bell.
That's his whole MO, is that he's got to ring the bell for people who are not hot.
She's 79 years old today.
She doesn't look a day 79. Over 74.
Nancy Cartwright, she's the actress who is the voice of Bart Simpson on The Simpsons. She's 50 years old today.
Wow.
Bart Simpson is 50.
Bart is 50.
It's hard to believe. Of course, that show has been on for 37 years, so she was a child when she started the gig. Chad Smith, drummer for Red Hot Chili Peppers, is 45 years old today. What's up?
Will Ferrell, right?
Yeah, he is Will Ferrell.
He is Will Ferrell, that's true. Absolutely. Speaking of bands, Ed Robertson from Bare Naked Ladies is 37. Adam Goldberg, very talented actor. He's the Hebrew Hammer, you know.
Sure, he sure is.
He's 37 years old today. And Ciara, singer Ciara, is 22 years old. She's bellworthy. You can do that. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, quick public service announcement before we give away these tickets. I got yet another email or two this morning from people who said, guys, what's the name of that costume shop in Glendale that you always recommend? Now, here's a hint when you're using the internet, okay? If you have some information, go ahead and plug that into a search engine and other information will appear. For instance, if all you know is Glendale and costume, type in Glendale costume. Miraculously, that's the name of the place that we're talking about. I'm trying to make this easy for people to remember.
Bean's very angry about the internet. People can contact him.
People just aren't trying. That's all I'm saying. But if you do need a costume to come to the K-Rock Creep Show or any Halloween party you have in the next week, we recommend Glendale Costumes. They are the best at 746 West Durand Street, just off the 134 in Glendale. Call 818-244-1161.
All right, this Saturday night, it's Serge Tankian. It's the Creep Show. It's a costume contest. The first place gets $666.
Nice.
Which isn't bad, right?
No.
So we are going to play a game right now so that you can win those tickets.
Hello, Los Angeles. You want to play a game?
Ah, would you like to win tickets to the K-Rock Creep Show? When all you have to do is name the creep.
Can you name the creep?
Name the creep.
And let's welcome to the program, Count Announcer Man. Good morning, Count.
Blah, Kevin and Dean, good morning
now,
to you. Blah.
Mr. Count Announcer Man, we tried this contest one time before. How would you say it went?
Poorly.
What would you say the problem was?
Stupid listeners.
Well, for maybe the smarter batch that we have on hold right now, Count, why don't you explain how Name That Creep is played?
We will play you a clip from a famous horror movie. You need to identify the iconic villain from that movie. So that's all you need to do. Not the name of the movie, not who the best boy was. Just the name of the character. It's just that simple.
So we're calling it Name That Creep.
See, don't be creep stupid.
Is the first part of Creep Show. You see how we came up with
just
that?
Just name the creep.
Right. All right, who do we have first?
First, we have Amanda. She's from Fullerton.
Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
You ready to play Name That Creep?
Yes, I am.
All right, here is your movie clip.
His own goddamn doctor.
I didn't let him out.
Couldn't have shot him six times.
You think I'm lying, Sheriff?
I think you missed him. No man could take six slugs.
I told you this isn't a man.
Look, look, get back. Run, go on, run. Move it.
All right, Name That Creep.
Michael Myers?
Yes, it is.
Yes!
Look at that.
Finally, someone who's not stupid.
Nicely done, Amanda.
All right, Amanda is in the drawing, and then at the end we'll find out who wins tickets to the sold-out K-Rock Creep Show this Saturday night. Who's our next contestant, Count?
Next is Karen. She lives in Riverside.
Ooh, that is scary. Hello, Karen.
Hi there.
Are you ready for your movie?
Yeah.
Name this creep.
You're just a puzzle
bug! Oh, no. It is a means to summon us.
Who are you?
Explorers in the further regions of experience. Demons to some. Angels to others.
All right, name that creep.
Oh, my gosh.
Blah.
Going back a little bit.
Blah, blah, blah.
Is that supposed to help count?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm licking her memory.
I see, all right.
Blah.
Karen, are going to need a guess from you, sweetheart.
I couldn't even hardly hear the clip.
That's too bad, sorry. Yes.
Count, is it I couldn't even hardly hear the clip?
No, it's Pinhead from Hellraiser.
Pinhead.
That's a really good one.
Thank you
for listening, Karen. Let's move on. Who's contestant number three?
Next up is a carpenter from Anaheim.
What's his name?
I can't. There's not the name on my screen.
I think we have AJ here.
Okay, then.
That's a good system we have set up.
It is.
AJ, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you ready to play Name That Creep?
Hell yeah.
Here's your movie.
Andy, no, please. We're friends to the end. Remember?
This is the end, friend.
All right, Name That Creep.
What the hell was that?
That was a bad guy in a bad movie.
Wow. I have no idea.
Oh, come on!
I can't even guess, dude.
It's Chucky from Child's Play.
Son of a, you know what?
Yeah.
Little possessed doll is scary.
It is scary.
Sure sounded like him, didn't it?
It sure did.
Very much like him. All right, who do we have next?
Adrian from Pasadena.
Adrian, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, guys.
You ready for Name That Creep?
Yep.
Here you go.
You don't know me, but I know you. I want to play a game.
Well, say no more. Name what do you got creep. There?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on! God.
Is that your final answer?
No. Wait a minute.
Yeah, it might come to you if you don't know it now. If you just pause long enough, the answer will magically jump into your head.
Saw 4 is coming out, and that was Jigsaw.
Jigsaw from the Saw movies, the fourth one coming out on tomorrow. So
you said you want to play a game, which is pretty much synonymous with
it. So looking good for Amanda right now, I'll tell you that.
Amanda's looking good.
I thought they would be smart. Then.
Well, we were led to believe
I'm
that.
I'm one depressed vampire.
And who do we have next, Count?
Hector from Southgate.
Hector, good morning.
Morning.
All right, you ready for your movie?
Yeah, I am.
Name this creep.
Prepare variations using data file Crystal Lake 1980. Initiate.
Hey, you want a beer? Or do you want to smoke some pot? Or we can have premarital sex.
He's done with the campers.
Wow, he's good.
He's too good. He's coming back.
One of the worst movies ever, and yet one of the best movies ever. Name it. Name the creep.
Jason X.
Jason X.
Yes, he knew the movie and the creep.
Is the movie and the creep. Congratulations.
All right. Hector is in the running. I think we have time for another contestant. Count.
Justin. Let's talk to Justin. He sounds scary.
Justin and Glendora.
Blair. What's up, guys?
What exactly sounds scary about him? Count.
Justin.
Yeah, the name?
Justin Blair.
I look scary, I'll tell you that.
All right, are you ready for your clip?
Sure.
All right, name this creep.
The dream people, the ones that gave me this job. Dreams. I am forever. Too bad you're not.
All right, name that creep.
There's a lot of echo in that, but is it Frankenstein?
Yes, it was Frankenstein.
It wasn't. Sure talked a lot.
It wasn't Frankenstein. It was,
Freddy Krueger! Nightmare on Elm Street!
See, because he talks about
the dreams.
Dreams is Nightmare on Elm Street.
I am forever!
Freddy Krueger.
Thank you for listening, Justin. We have Amanda and we have Hector. So Lisa May is going to reach into the cauldron.
I say we give them both tickets.
No kidding. No drawing.
Amanda?
Wow.
All right.
Amanda?
Yeah?
You're in on Saturday night.
Awesome.
Way to go.
Thanks.
Hold on. And who else did we have? We had Hector?
We have Hector.
Yes.
Hector, congratulations.
Oh, thanks a lot, guys.
You're in the party on Saturday night. Thank you for playing. Thank you, Count.
I'll be there dressed as Serge Tankian.
First, it's time for the Internet Roundup. Do we have the Internet? Do we have the theme, Mike?
Oh,
I didn't think about the theme.
I didn't even know there was one. I apologize.
What? Didn't know there was one. He didn't know there was a theme.
I like when you're talking to him, he just stares straight ahead and does not acknowledge you. That's probably helpful.
I have to say, Mike?
Yeah.
Mike, hey,
over here.
I didn't know there was a theme. We did it like 2 days ago.
And it's the greatest theme ever. It's one of Lightning's, I think, greatest accomplishments.
It is a brilliant.
I apologize. That's my fault.
Right. Mike does sometimes get that look in his eye as if you're asking your dog to do math.
Yeah. All right, here it is.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that meet your view. And laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Roundup.
How can you not remember that?
Here's what this is all about, is that we spend a fair amount of time, read all the time on the Internet, and so do our listeners. So we are oftentimes excited by things that we find that we want to make sure we share with you. We don't want you to miss the good stuff, and that's why we have a section at KROQ.com where we put links up for great videos that you can go enjoy and waste your whole day at work.
Now, you would think that if we were going to talk about some video right now, that the links would be up at KROQ.com. That's just what you would think, so we're not going to do that.
Oh, right. You guys are tricky.
We're tricky.
So this way, we get a bunch of emails saying, hey, what was the link to that clip you played?
Yes, lady.
They put them on the wrong page. So if you go to the front Kevin and Bean page,
that's
click
where
on
the
Kevin
links
and
are?
Bean, and you'll see Internet Roundup. The links have been properly located. Well, they're there now. They're not on the video page. I'm slurring.
Are you drinking?
Where are the links?
On the Kevin and Bean front page.
All right, there you go. That's good enough for now.
All right.
So that's good enough for
you
now.
Just click on Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup, and then you'll be able to watch some of the stuff that you're about to hear on the radio now.
Now, the first clip is from, I believe it's a TV station in Philadelphia. Some kind of a morning, like, news show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I think this is a you know, like a Regis and Kelly type show that they do there for Philadelphia. And they're talking about an email that they received about the song Saving All My Love for You, which I guess is the Whitney Houston song. Right. And you won't believe how little the woman on the clip knows about what's going on in the email.
Misheard the song, thought it said, because I'm shaving off my muff for you. I don't know if muff is a bad word. Is it?
Now, the guy sitting next to her is, like, turning all kinds of red, freaking out. He can't believe she said that. She literally has never heard that word.
That's wow.
She looks like she's 25-ish, 26, right?
Yeah. And it's funny because it wasn't even the type of thing where it was a red flag where she said, I don't know what this is. And she asked somebody. I mean, it's live on the air is the first time anyone knew that she was going to read this. So that's why the audience just can't even believe they're hearing it.
Later on, we'll get the dictionary out for you.
Am I about to get fired?
No. Everything's great.
Sorry. Okay, move on. Bring your story
You're
in.
From Indiana, and you had a sheltered life.
Oh, my God.
Right? Your
like
parents
it's not by the audience
would let you out.
That
you couldn't watch
bad.
TV after 7 in the evening.
Yeah, they went on and on and on, and she could not get past it. He could not get past it.
Why get past it? It's probably the best thing that happened on that show in years.
That's fantastic.
We should get a copy of Shaving All My Muff for You, by the way. That does sound like a very good number.
It's a way better version than the original. Ralph, tell me about the guys that did this next Knight Rider.
The Dirty Creeps are my new favorite comedy troupe. You know, I'm pretty particular when it comes to funny people. Mm-hmm. Not a lot makes me laugh. But these guys are three guys who write and act and direct and create their own little comedy short films. And they're freaking hysterical. They're really good writers, and they're great performers on top of it. Kevin, I know you've seen the one with, it's supposed to be Deliverance.
Driving home from Deliverance.
Driving home from the trip on the Deliverance. Have you ever seen the movie Deliverance? You know, Ned Beatty's character gets raped by a hillbilly in the woods, makes him squeal like a pig.
Yeah.
They do a very, very funny short film about the long drive home after that event has transpired.
Oh, my God.
Let's just forget about what happened. should I tell my wife, guys? I mean, it's really funny.
And this one is one of my favorite clips, too. It is a... it's Michael Knight from The Knight Rider after he's fallen on hard times, and he's trying to sell Kit, the talking car, in the recycler. He's put an ad in the recycler. He's trying to unload Kit because, frankly, he's had an ass full of Kit talking back to him all the time.
And this, of course, for those of you that don't recognize the name, is David Hasselhoff.
That's right. And the guy does a killer Hasselhoff.
Sounds just like him.
This car can talk.
Yeah. It's getting it to shut up. That's the problem.
Tell me, Michael, how's the pawn collection coming along? That's what I miss most, driving Michael to Lay's sex shop for his masturbation material.
Shut up, kid.
By the way, Michael, I've been doing some research on your technique. I think if you adopted a more open-handed style, that chafing problem wouldn't be so severe.
That chafing style wouldn't be so severe.
I can see why he wants to sell that goddamn car.
Yeah, it's very funny.
And Dave the King of Mexico brought in GodTube, which I had never seen before. I guess it's the religious version of YouTube.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And there's a song video on there that you can find at krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, of Baby Got Book. And it's a parody of Baby Got Back.
Uh-huh.
And it's about having a huge Bible. I'm not kidding. I know that sounds ridiculous, but listen to this.
We got it going on, like a wife in Proverbs 31. We just might get engaged when we finish reading this page. Because it's worn, and it's torn, and I know that girls were born. So, ladies,
yeah.
Ladies,
yeah.
Do you want to stay pure from Hades?
Yeah.
Then read it, till the pages fall out. Even white preachers got to shout. Baby got
books and chain with the big red letters.
Baby got book.
Book.
Baby got Bible. Book. Really?
Yeah.
Baby got book.
So eventually we'll move it over to the video section, which
right.
is just what you'd expect to find it at krock.com. But for right now, you just click on where it says Kevin and Bean. It's kind of the main page of the Kevin and Bean show. And look for Internet Roundup, and you can see all the videos of the audio you've just heard.
You understand the original is talking about her ass. The new one's talking about the size of her Bible.
Oh, my God. Right. Look at the size of her Bible.
Listening. Oops, sorry, I got to turn on my own mic. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 6:36.
That's a new one, by the way. Let's add that to the list. That's hot.
I had you up. I had you turned on so you could have started talking, but then I started talking with my mic off.
Perfect. So, yeah. Ideal. Hey, you guys think Doc's heard about the fires yet? I haven't been listening to the news. You think today's the day he gets on it?
Probably not. How long has it been going on?
Days?
Like 4 days?
It's like 4 days, right?
Well, it's not burning near his house, so I can't imagine how he'd know.
I'd give him till Monday. Remember when he said Al Gore won the 1980 election? Remember that?
I sure do. Yeah, I do.
So
that's why it's fun to listen to Doc's News. It's awesome. All right. Jerry Seinfeld seems like one of the most together celebrities out there. I mean, he's you know, he's incredibly rich and he's smart and he's talented. And he seems to have a great family life, although I think he stole his wife, by the way. But you never hear there's no scandal or anything like that with him. I mean, just you couldn't ask for a guy with better PR than Jerry Seinfeld. Universally loved, right?
Yes.
That's why it's so surprising to see some of the stuff he talked about in this Parade magazine interview. This is that little magazine that comes with your Sunday newspaper. And no one has ever connected him with any kind of religion, much less Scientology. But he goes on and on this article about how he took Scientology classes as a young man. And it's partly responsible for the reason he's as successful as he is today as a comedian.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Really?
So we thought, wow, we need to get to the bottom of that and find out exactly what's going on. We've got Jerry on the line. Good morning, Jerry.
Governor Bean!
How are you today?
Governor Bean, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
It's so great to talk to you guys.
Well, it's good to have you on, Mr. Seinfeld. And this was an interesting article in Parade magazine where you talked about how you took a couple of courses and learned about communication. And that's what helps you own an audience when you're on stage. Can you tell us what you mean by that?
I listened to Scientologists.
Right.
They told me what to do.
And what did they tell you to do? What was their advice?
They said, be loud like this.
Oh, really? That's where you learned to yell at the top of your register?
That's where they gave me the idea for the high voice.
Okay.
That's why I'm funny.
No one had ever thought of that before?
No one ever thought of it.
Okay.
But aren't you funny when you talk in just your regular voice? Isn't it the stuff you say is what makes people laugh?
No.
It isn't.
No.
It's just the delivery.
Yes.
And you learned that from Scientologists.
Yes.
Okay.
If I get on stage and say, hey, what's up with post office?
Right.
That's not funny.
Right, because it's not funny.
But if I say, what's up with the post office?
That's all there is to it.
You're laughing already.
That is a little better.
You're laughing already.
That's a little better.
You're already laughing.
Right, we got it.
Now, you would just understand that there's this kind of voice you say in the article, and then there's this kind of voice, and then there's this kind of voice. I wasn't a natural performer at all, so I learned. I was always a pretty good writer in the beginning, but I really had to learn how to perform. Just a little thing like that, understanding that really helped me on stage to understand how you have to invade the space of the audience a little bit. And that's been the key to your success, you say.
What's up with underwear? It's the perfectly named clothing because you wear it under your other clothes.
Right.
Why do we call our pants overpants? Because we wear pants over other things.
Right.
Why do we call it an overshirt?
Are you working on your act right now?
An undershirt. Why do we have an overshirt?
Now, according to the article,
why do we call shoes over socks?
I can't help you with that. Are you looking for an answer?
Why do we call socks undershoes?
Yeah, don't.
Why do we call that?
Don't.
What's up with clothes?
Don't know what's up with clothes. Now, according to the article, you say you haven't studied Scientology for 30 years, so that means... So that means you're not a Scientologist, correct?
I'm a Scientologist.
You're a Scientologist?
Yes.
What is that?
I'm Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, my God.
I'm a Scientologist.
Gotcha. Oh, no. Wow.
I've taken Scientology and put my own little twist on it.
Okay.
Which involves mostly talking very loudly and high pitch.
That's the secret to your success.
Yes, I'm opening the Church of Scientology. Everyone can come down, and we all pray like this.
Wow, that won't get annoying.
What's up with heaven? God, when will you let us into heaven? What happens when we die? Uh-huh. We just die? Why do they call it an underground instead of a coffin?
Right.
Because you're under the ground.
Right.
Or call a coffin over body.
Yeah.
Because it wraps you around your body and you're underground.
That delivery doesn't work for every
call
joke.
Call it over under coffin body.
Right.
Wow. Wow. Hey, Jerry, what about all the...
God?
Okay, but I was going to ask you about that. What about all the stuff, the crazy stuff that Scientology believes about Xenu and the volcano and the spaceship and all that? Are you on board with any of that or just
I
the talking...
Love that all.
You love
you
it
do.
All.
Okay.
I love technology.
Okay.
Okay.
I love technology.
Do you love Thetans?
I love the idea that we all came here in a big DC-9.
Right.
And then they strapped us to a big volcano.
Mm-hmm.
And then they blew us up with hydrogen bombs.
Right. That's...
What's up with hydrogen bombs? Can you make a bomb out of anything? Can you make an oxygen bomb? Can you make a nitrogen bomb? Make a... Some other kind of element into a bomb?
Are those the only elements you can think of?
Yeah, I need a periodic table. I'm still working on that chunk.
Right.
And I love it because then all the Satans came out and said, we got into people.
I'm sorry, what?
all the Saints came out and we went into people.
Right. That is is
the belief. And that's why we have the problems we have today.
That's why you need to get clear.
And that's why we need to get clear.
Oh, hey, that's a different delivery. Yeah.
This is a different voice.
Okay, good.
This is my serious voice. You need to get clear.
Okay.
You need
all
to
right.
go to Scientology Center and get clear.
Now, did you learn from the Scientologists this voice as well?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I said, this voice is good for serious.
Okay.
Is this a good serious voice?
Yeah.
And they said,
yeah.
And I said, but this is funnier. That's why I do a voice like this, because it's funnier.
Okay.
The higher you get, the funnier you get.
Right.
It's the funniest thing in the world.
Jerry?
The more higher you get, the better it's funnier.
Jerry?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
That doesn't seem good.
No. What? Are you still alive, Jerry?
Jerry, are you okay? Jerry?
We can hear you.
Go see B movie.
Go see B
movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, really tired.
I'm a bee.
Really tired of that commercial.
It's a movie. All right.
Really tired of that commercial.
What's up with bees?
All right.
Why do they call it honey?
We got to go, Jerry.
Why do they call it baby or sweetie?
Okay. We have to go, Jerry.
What's up with honey?
Hey, Ralph Kramer, what's going on today?
Well, these fires.
Yeah.
I've had an ass full of the fires, by the way.
Yeah.
I think they should.
Done with them?
I think they should stop.
Because you're done now?
Yeah.
Well, why weren't you done earlier then?
Well, you know, it's interesting for a couple of days.
All right.
But now they really should just stop.
Well, they are cutting into some regularly scheduled television time, which is pissing me off, too.
Speaking of television, are you guys watching Life?
Yes.
New.
Great show.
Get on board with freaking Life,
will ya? I taped it because you told me to, and I have not watched it yet.
Oh, yeah, man. Last night's was so good.
Excellent.
It's really just a great, great show. Really good.
Glad to hear that.
Unlike any other kind of cop show you've ever seen before.
And that's saying something.
I know. Yeah. That genre's been just put through the mill, and they still have managed to come up with something interesting and different. So check it out if
you
have a chance.
We were too busy watching Phenomenon last night, Ralph. Highlights of next hour.
I missed Phenomenon.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
And I got some very good news last night.
Yes.
My wife gave me permission.
Yes.
If I ever have the opportunity to have sex with a bionic woman, I can.
Is that right?
Yeah, how about that?
Huh?
Fantastic. That makes it even funnier that we had her on when you weren't here.
Yeah, I know. We were watching the bionic woman last night. I said, honey, you know those celebrity lists people talk about in their marriages, you know, if you meet a certain person? I said, can I put Michelle Ryan on my list? Do I ever have the chance to have sex with her? Can I? She's like, I don't get it, but sure, go ahead.
Yeah. And by the way, that's the scoffing tone that all of our wives use, like that'll ever happen.
Yeah.
Of course, put her on your list.
No, obviously, it's never going to happen. But I was more incensed by the fact she's like, I don't get the attraction.
Right.
But sure. Yeah. What do you mean? She's stunning. She's bionic and she's British.
And she runs really fast.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you go.
Does your wife have a list as well, Ralph?
Of course she does.
Okay.
Is Bean on it?
Come on.
Bean's not on his own wife's list.
I would like to find out if Bean's on anyone's list sometime.
Well, Bean can't get on a list of prospective jurors, let alone on a list that somebody wants to have sex with him. Yeah. That's what it sounds like from behind. Yeah. Good stuff right there.
Well, congratulations. I hope you three are very happy together.
Bionic Woman last night. I'm just going to review all of last night's TV shows.
Okay.
She has to go undercover as a British college student.
Oh, nice.
So they say,
talking to her
they say, how's your British accent? She goes, oh, I think I can do it because, of course, she is British.
Right.
And so she spent the entire episode talking in her actual British accent.
Which works for you anyway.
Oh, which is just on a loop now in my house. Just spectacular. So good stuff last night on TV. Anyway, back to the fires. George Carlin, who is never afraid to cheese people off, was on The View yesterday.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And he characterized the fires in Southern California pretty much as cosmic payback.
Really?
To the human race. He really upset the girls. It's great because this show's such a softball show.
It is, yeah.
Unless, you know, Rosie O'Donnell says something against Elizabeth Hasselbeck, then it's news for weeks and weeks and weeks. But they don't really tackle any tough issues there, whatever.
Right.
So he was just speaking his mind, and everybody was very uncomfortable on The View. But he said, people are selfish. These people with the fires and the floods and everything, they overbuild and they put nature to the test. And they get what's coming to them. That's what I say. People think nature is outside of them. They don't take it into themselves, the idea that nature is part of them. The balance of life, the harmony of nature. If you don't understand that, if you understand that, then you don't overbuild. You don't do all this moron stuff like build homes where you shouldn't be building them. So that was his position.
I think that's ridiculous, but I like the fact that he's making those girls angry.
Yeah.
But he didn't even make him angry so much as he made him uncomfortable because they did. They didn't know what to do. It's George Carlin. What do we say?
Sure. Yeah. What, are they going to argue with him? He's smarter than all of them.
Right. Yeah.
So. But why is it ridiculous if you build in a place where there are fires frequently to then be surprised when your house goes up in flames?
Well, I don't think it's a surprise.
I don't understand what's ridiculous about
that. I don't think it's a surprise. I just think it's bad, you know.
But, I mean, what do you disagree with that George said about
that? It's not karma. I don't think it's karma.
No, I don't think it's karma either, but I do think that they do build in places where they shouldn't build houses if they don't want to lose their homes to fire.
Yeah,
I think they have to take some personal responsibility for the choice they made of where to live.
If you fly in the face of nature, he's saying, if you build a place that floods very easily or burns very easily, if you say, screw it, I want a house here regardless of the way nature has set up this ecosystem, screw it, I'm building a house because I'm a human being, then when nature comes a-calling and kicks your ass, you can't really be surprised.
But we're just mainly talking about Malibu. We're not talking about the other 15 fires, right? I mean, you can't really judge everywhere where a fire's going to go.
Yeah, that's true. Fires happen everywhere.
But some
places do have recurring histories of these kind of fires.
So. I don't think it's karma, but I find him very funny.
Yeah.
What about these asshats that they think set the fires, by the way? What about those guys? What do you do to those guys?
You shoot them on site.
Yeah. Yeah.
Burn them.
Ooh, burn them better. Yeah. Burn them at the stake. Bring them back. Yeah, that's tantamount to like domestic terrorism, in my opinion.
You know
what I mean?
Absolutely.
Ship them off to Abu Ghraib.
I like it.
It's insane. Speaking of shipping people off to Abu Ghraib, Britney Spears is back in the news again. Apparently, she and her husband reunited yesterday, all very briefly, for some parenting classes that the court has mandated they must take together. They've got 6 parenting without conflict sessions to get under their belt before they both can go back in the courtroom and battle for custody of their 2 kids.
Here's the thing about Britney is that we've learned she really is just looking for any tips on how to be a better mother, and she's very open.
Yes. Mm.
So that's going to work really well.
And she'll show up at all of them, I'm sure.
I beg to differ.
Just anything she can learn, she's wide open.
I beg to differ. OK Magazine says that Britney's family is complaining that Britney says only she knows what's best for her kids and is fed up with all the outside pressure coming from lawyers, courts, and parent coaching.
Yeah. I think the judge
doesn't
want
to.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
She does not want to hear from people who actually have the children in their best interest.
Or know more than she does.
Right.
Which is everyone.
Yeah. The judge should just make it permanent. You should just take them away from her and just say, never.
There's an old saying that says, the only people you have to fear are people who have no doubts.
Yeah.
And if you think you just know everything about parenting and you're 24 and you're a drinker and you've never really lived a real life, then you're scary.
And if it seems like the whole world is looking at you and pointing and saying, why are you acting like that? Maybe
take
it's
5
you.
Minutes. Take 5 minutes and reevaluate.
Maybe it is you.
That's all we're saying.
Fat girl's fat.
There's that too, yeah. Speaking of party girls... Nothing comes without a price, my friends. Tara Reid.
Yes.
Yes. Apparently has partied her way into a liver condition.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Star Magazine says she recently had her liver tested, and her enzyme levels were high, which is a bad thing in your liver. Doctors fear that she may have caused serious liver damage with all her years of binge drinking.
Wow.
So,
she seems young for that, doesn't she?
But she drank.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, but doesn't she strike you as
young? Yeah, I mean, that's what I think you have to consider how much drinking she had to do in order to damage her liver at that age. Here's the thing. When you have a regular job, when you work sporadically like a movie actress, you got a lot of free time.
Yeah, that's true.
So you don't have to stop drinking because you have to get up for work the next
morning. A lot of drinking, yeah.
Imagine what Kevin would be like if he didn't have this job to get to every day.
He'd be dead.
Oh.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
I'll be fine.
That would be me.
I often said that this job probably saved my life when I got it.
That's right. Really? Seriously?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It does kind of force you to sober up.
Well,
at least
I get nuts. But yeah, it certainly has curtailed my behavior considerably.
Yeah.
Because I went from being like a bartender.
Sure.
You know, I was tending bar.
Right.
And that's a...
And sleeping in as late as you wanted every day.
Right, and then getting up and getting... You know, a good buzz at lunch just to even out.
Right.
You know, so it's not the most health conducive lifestyle, that's for sure. And Purple Rain, Prince's Purple Rain.
Yeah.
Has been voted the greatest film soundtrack of all time.
Hmm.
That's would certainly be on my list, I think.
A new list was put together by Vanity Fair magazine. And they said it was the greatest soundtrack of all time and perhaps the best badly acted film ever.
Yeah.
The best badly acted film.
I have to agree with that.
Their way of saying it's so bad it's good. But the it really, have you watched
it
lately?
There's a lot of those fighting.
No, I haven't watched it in a long time. You really owe it to yourself to go back. Because at the time I was like, wow, that was a cool movie. Prince is cool and stuff. And then you watch it like, holy crap. It looks like a high school production.
It's very 80s.
Number two on the list was A Hard Day's Night by the Beatles. I have a little problem with that.
You do? Why?
Because Purple Rain is over Hard Day's Night by the Beatles.
Oh, I see. You don't have a problem with it being on the list. Just that it's not number one. I got you.
Jimmy Cliff's reggae movie, The Harder They Come, was number three.
Don't know that one.
Pulp Fiction was number four. That's a great soundtrack.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Number five, The Graduate, the Dustin Hoffman movie, The Graduate. Simon and Garfunkel's soundtrack from that. Was number five.
I don't care for Simon and or Garfunkel.
I know you're not a big fan. Trainspotting came in at number six.
Okay.
Saturday Night Fever was number seven.
That's way down
on the list there, considering it's probably, I think it may still be the most successful soundtrack of all time.
Right, the biggest selling ever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then disco, for those of you who don't recognize that.
Superfly. Yeah. Soul music, of course.
Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah, right. American Graffiti.
Oh, yeah.
The George Lucas movie about the early 1960s in Southern California.
I don't really know any of these soundtracks. I don't really have this category.
And The Big Chill. Big Chill. Rounds out, of course.
No Top Gun?
No.
Danger Zone!
You are really upset about that.
Yes!
That was the gayest song ever.
Oh, yeah, right.
Flying to the danger zone.
Don't
come on.
Don't get goosebumps when I throw that song on.
Although, Take My Breath Away, also from Top Gun, second gayest song ever.
It doesn't matter.
Come on.
You throw that
take
on.
Take my breath away.
Oh, what a beautiful song.
Boom, boom, boom.
What a beautiful ballad.
Easy, Maverick. You can't be my wingman.
What about Grease over about half the albums on that list, too, by the way, while we're talking about soundtracks?
I don't know if they consider Broadway translations onto film the same thing as an original film soundtrack.
But those songs were written for the movie. Those songs weren't in the play, yeah.
All right, what about Dazed and Confused? Great soundtrack.
Yeah,
best.
Yeah, there's a lot. Take it up with Vanity Fair, bitch.
I'll punch them.
I just read the news. Today's I Will Punch Them? You'll punch Vanity Fair?
You'll punch the whole group.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Marion Ross, who played Mrs. C. Marion Cunningham on Happy Days. Stop ringing the bell for her.
She's very attractive.
She's 79 years old today.
Don't make us come up there and take the bell away from her.
She seems like she knows stuff, too, doesn't she?
No.
She's kind of twinkling around.
Like
she knows how to make cookies.
Like the Indian.
Nice,
yeah. She's a shaman.
Look, I was a big Happy Days fan, and I'm telling you that Marion and Howard were doing it and doing it often. And doing it in creative ways.
Shut the hell up.
I have a...
I would not want to see them do it.
I was
going
to say, I have a creepier time thinking about Tom Bosley having sex than I do Marion Ross, that's for sure. But still, neither. Glenn Tipton of Judas Priest.
Yeah!
Is 59 years old today. Nancy Cartwright, who's the voice of Bart Simpson on The Simpsons, is 50. Speaking of Scientologists.
Yeah.
Chad Smith, drummer for Red Hot Chili Peppers, is 45 years old today. Adam Goldberg, speaking of Dazed and Confused...
Wow, it all comes together.
He is 37 years old today, and Ed Robertson, guitarist for Bare Naked Ladies, band I like a lot, is 37 as well. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
See, this is what's great. For people who may be listening who are like, 30 and they haven't gotten married yet and they think they're never going to find true love, tell me we don't have a heartwarming story for those people today.
Comes out of Beijing. This guy is 106.
Wow.
And just got married. Again.
That's amazing.
106. At that point, really, why? I guess.
I don't even know. Do you know your own name at 106?
I would think not.
That's amazing.
I don't know.
Well, his name is Pan Xitting, which I guarantee I'm pronouncing that wrong. And his beautiful new bride, and we've seen pictures, and she's quite lovely for 81 years old, is named Chen Adi. They met 8 years ago, were just recently married, and say, Lisa, they're going to be together till death. How about that?
Yeah.
We have lightning track down the 106-year-old Pan, and we have him on the phone. Good morning, Pan.
How you doing? Round eyes.
Well, congratulations, Pan. How do you feel as a newlywed?
I could not be more happy. I am 106 years old, and I have new lovely bride.
Now, I see in the story that your ex-wife died about 20 years ago.
That bitch.
Well, she didn't do it on purpose, Pan.
I never forgive her for that.
Now, she was in her 80s when you were in your 80s. Now your new wife is 81 and you're 106.
That's
nice.
That's right. Now I upgrade.
Nice work.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Why settle for the old model when you can buy a new one?
And she's a hot-looking 81, huh?
Oh, she's so hot.
Yeah.
She's dry but hot.
Oh,
geez. It's a dry heat.
Yeah.
Not a lot of humidity.
No, I see
what
you mean.
No moisture, yeah, right. What I say.
I think we understand that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we do.
Yes,
she
we do,
needs
Pat.
The aid of something that is slippery.
Right.
No, we got that. We got that. But listen,
okay.
I want to ask this delicately because, you know, you are our elders and we have great respect for you. But is there any kind of physical affection at that age or is it really more a companionship relationship, Ben?
You keep me up. Her three times a day.
Oh,
what?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I give her the thumb.
Come on.
I got arthritis in my thumb. That's not easy.
Now, your new wife, Chen, she's into this, Pan?
Oh, she's a kinky bitch.
Really?
Oh, she like it nasty.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just gave her a hot wang the other day.
What the hell's a hot wang? Oh, you know what? We can't ask that, can we?
She sits under a glass table.
Oh, no.
It's like the hot lunch.
Sure,
right.
Yeah.
We don't,
only it's named after a guy named Wang.
I don't think
okay.
we need to follow
what
that.
What is the secret? A lot of our listeners may be wondering, how do you stay happy and sexually satisfied in past 100 years old? What's the answer there?
Come on!
Wow!
That's how I stay sexually satisfied.
That's not... For God's sake.
It's a lot of fun, except when you lose your watch. then you got to go looking for it.
You got to go
spelunking? That can take a while.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think the most touching part of the article is that you say, now we have a family and we will never separate from each other until death.
Right,
and
which
how
is
long...
like Thursday, I think.
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
That's what I'm guessing. So that's why I'm going to try to break her hip as much as possible before I go.
Wow. You're going to leave some damage behind, huh?
Oh, I'm going to spit her like a pair of eights. Well, I'm going to drive her like a cheap rental car.
Okay, good luck with that,
God bless Viagra!
Oh, Lisa, good news for you. Red Sox just scored again. I got the game on.
Oh, my God.
They just scored again. Yeah. It doesn't look like it's going to quit anytime soon. So I guess there are going to be five airings of this new reality show called Phenomenon, which was just on last night.
Now, Phenomenon.
Exactly. That's the theme song.
Now, I guess our favorite douchebag, Chris Angel, is one of the guys on the show. And then Uri Geller, who was the Chris Angel of the 1970s, they're on the show. And it's an American Idol-style show, right, Kevin, where they're looking for America's next great medalist.
Yeah, and they get people up to perform tricks. And then the judges, who have absolutely no bearing on the contest whatsoever, give their opinion. And then America votes for whoever they want, blah, blah, blah. It's just a direct ripoff, yeah.
Now, from what I saw of the show last night, it looks like all of the contestants are professional magicians, basically.
Yeah.
They all seem like they have a stage act, and they come out, and then one of them is going to be crowned the winner somehow.
But they don't understand that they're magicians. I don't think they understand. They went to the same school of I take this super seriously, and they use a lot of this music. Man, something weird must be going on. And they try to sell you like it's a real deal. We have Chris Angel on the phone. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin DeVine. How are you?
We're very good. How do you think last night's phenomenon went?
I thought it was mind-freaking.
Mm. Yeah.
Mind-freakingly phenomenal.
The host was Tim Vincent. I don't know that guy.
Mind-freaking awesome.
I don't know him. Okay.
He is a correspondent for Access Hollywood.
Okay. And he's the host, so he goes to Uri Geller and he asks Uri Geller what he expects from the show, and then he goes to our favorite, Chris Angel, and asks him what he expects from the show. And here's what Chris had to say about Chris.
Well, I got to tell you, we've done over 900 demonstrations each and every week on my Mind Freak show. More hours of magic than any magician in U.S. primetime history. I'm here to get my mind blown.
All right, Chris, no one asked you what you like about you.
I've done more magic than anyone has ever done.
Right, but no one asked.
And I'm mind-freaking amazing.
Okay.
Right, but I think Tim's question was, what do you expect to see out of the contestants on the show tonight? Not tell us what you like about Chris Angel.
I hope to see my own reflection in the eyes of the contestants.
Okay.
I believe that.
So the first contestant was Ehud Sagat, and he brought up, by the way, there were some celebrities there, too. There was Rachel Hunter, Oh, Ross, really? From The Tonight Show, the dude with the super high voice, the gay guy, and Carmen Electra.
Oh, okay.
So, what was that?
My boner.
Yeah. So the first guy, Ehud Sagat, brings up Carmen Electra, and he does this trick where he touches his own face, and she feels it with her with blindfolded. I don't know how he did it. It was kind of a cool trick.
All right.
But this is what he said about Carmen Electra.
In a second, Carmen, I'm about to touch you.
Okay, and I'm like, all right now we're getting someplace. This is a show.
Carmen, did you feel where I was sliding my finger? Just a tiny little bit?
I did.
Okay, and she actually pointed to each place that he touched himself and that Ross, the gay intern from The Tonight Show, touched himself. It was kind of impressive,
well,
I thought.
Well, that's kind of cool, yeah.
So they go to you, Chris Angel.
Yes.
And you start talking about you. And this is the first contestant on the show, and I want you to hear how soon the host has to interrupt Chris Angel while he talks about himself.
Your PK touch routine as a magician was average. I'm also good friends and work with Banachek, who is one of the creators of that concept. So I'd like to see you come back next week. Push your envelope as a performer.
And Uri, I can see that you've made notes there. I'm going to have to stop you, Chris. What was your thoughts?
Already cut you off. It was your first comment after the first act.
I'm a big blowhard.
You are.
Right. But you understand it's only an hour show. You can't have 45-minute answers on a program like that.
But I'm good friends with the man who created that trick.
Okay, but no one cares about that. It's more about the contestant.
My friend cares.
Okay.
I promised him I'd give him a shout-out.
Okay, so there's a guy named Jim Carroll. He comes out. He calls himself the psychic madman. He had his hand in a bear trap, and then he guessed a celebrity that someone wrote down. I don't know. It didn't make any sense.
All right.
And then there was Evan Raven, who had 6 nail guns, and he was pretty impressive. He had somebody put nails in one of the nail guns. He didn't know which one. He put them up to his head. Yeah.
Wow.
5 of them, and did it pretty well. I thought he was pretty good. But this is, I think, the most magical thing that happened on last night's phenomenon.
Tell him, is that a, I'm not going to say it, just feel the touch.
Oh, my God, yes, it's real.
That's Ross's real voice. I'm not kidding you. That's how he talks.
That was
the
guy?
Yes. That's the dude Ross from The Tonight Show. That's
his got another boner.
That's his real voice. All right, so Uri Geller gets up to do a trick. Now, this is the dude that's the other Chris Angel. He's the supposed expert. Chris, what did you think of Uri Geller? Because he struck me as almost a bigger douchebag than you.
He's a phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
And he's mind-freaking excellent.
He gets up and he has some symbols on a card. There's a square and a star and a circle and a plus and some wavy lines. They're all the ESP symbols or whatever. And he says that he's going to transmit from his mind, he's looking into the camera, out to all of the viewers.
Stare deeply into my eyes. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. One more time. This time I'm going to shout out the symbol from my mind into yours. 1, 2, 3. Much energy.
Much energy.
Wavy lines, wavy lines.
I believe it was the star is actually the one he was trying to get you to think of.
Crap. Yeah.
So they come back and they're talking about, earlier tonight he did this amazing trick and he's, written the answer in a sealed envelope. What America got the message? Did America, was he able to transmit from his mind to America? The star got 28%. The circle got 27%. It was virtually a dead heat.
But he's amazing.
But the star did get 28%.
28% of America sensed it was the star. In here is what Uri wrote down. Nobody has touched this box. So that was the majority, the star. It was, in fact,
great.
The star. America got the message.
America,
that's amazing.
America got the message. That was the lamest thing on the show.
But America got the message.
They didn't get the message. 1 in 4 got it wrong.
3 out of 4 got it wrong.
3 out of 4 got it wrong. I apologize. Yes, 1 in 4 got it right. That's not America getting the message. What a douchebag. If he's going to get up there on a show, I mean, are you going to perform too, Chris? Are you going to do tricks on that show?
Well, 1 out of 4 of America got the message. Phenomenal.
That's not phenomenal. That's not very good.
Phenomenon.
Yes, I'm going to do a trick next week.
Okay.
Well, I will attempt to get a guy named Clark in Chicago to pick up the phone.
Okay.
I How is it? I don't understand. How is that a trick?
I'm going to call him.
He's going to call him, yeah. Yeah, this is...
When he hears a bell, he'll pick up the phone.
I got to tell you, Chris, I don't see this show airing a second time.
How dare you? Don't be a sucker.
Next week, the lone woman in red, by the way.
Oh.
They all have the same stare. Did they all learn from you how to stare and try to act like you're really going to change?
That is the patented mind freak stare.
Time-space continuum. They're all super serious like that.
You can pick that up at the Mind Freak store at the Luxor in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It's a special contact lens we put in.
And then, and then the host ends with what I guess is going to be their slogan.
Until then, ask yourself this. Is the impossible possible? Good night.
All right.
I'd guess no.
I'm going to go with no on that as well.
Or it wouldn't be impossible.
They call it the impossible.
Right.
All right, we've got to change that.
Okay.
Shall we bring him in?
Should we
bring the band to sing the song?
Do not do that, dude. I will kill someone.
There are with it live.
This is my least favorite song ever. I hate it with a passion.
Here's what's funny.
Heat of a Thousand
Halloween,
Suns.
Halloween less than a week away, Kevin, and the kids demand this. You know that.
Yeah.
Here's what's funny is we told Kevin we got a surprise for you. We think you're going to love it, but we don't want to tell you what it is because we'd rather you find out on the air. And he has been convinced all week long that we're going to bring in the band that sings Halloween Spooks. But sadly, I believe most of them are dead, so we're not going to be able to do that.
There is justice.
But I think you're going to be very pleased. In fact, Ralph, didn't you make a bet with Kevin yesterday about what his reaction to our next guest is going to be?
Yes. I think he will. This entire segment will not only please him, but he will be thankful for it, and I'm predicting will hug me at the end of it, since I put it together.
You bet me $10.
I did.
Yesterday. All right.
Here's the thing about the Kevin and
Bean
Show.
How many times have I hugged you, Ralph?
None.
Never, right?
None times.
All right. Yeah.
That's how important this break is going to be.
Okay.
Here's the thing about the Kevin and Bean Show. Above all, we strive to help people.
Sure, that's all of our goals.
That is the primary focus and reason for our show.
Right, sure.
Well, then I've been doing things all wrong so far, but thank you for telling me that.
Recently, we stepped in and had an intervention for Psycho Mike about his horrifically bad storytelling ability.
Yeah.
Yes.
We tried to help him there. Bean, thanks to us here on the Kevin and Bean Show, has been diagnosed with Asperger's Syndrome.
Well, right.
I don't have that, but
he refuses to acknowledge it. But we have identified the reason behind his seriously effed up condition.
Yeah.
And now I'm happy to say, thanks to a listener who gave me the heads up, we can finally cure Kevin.
Oh,
wow.
Wonderful news.
Of which problem? I have a lot.
Let me read you the email really quick. This comes from listener Judith. I want to thank her. Ralph, I want to suggest to you that Kevin has something called expressive aphasia.
The hell is that?
I was listening as I do every morning and heard the Moments with Kevin segment. I was, I'm usually driving when I've heard it in the past, but this time I'm at my desk and able to email you. Here is an easy link to describe this order and the meds that Kevin should be on. Really, now, the man can't help it if he's mental. That's from Judith. So I did a little research into expressive aphasia.
Right.
And I want to just read you a real quick breakdown of what this syndrome is, okay? It's a neurological problem where speech is difficult to initiate, is non-fluent, is labored, and halting. Intonation and stress patterns are deficient.
Right.
The patient would have word-finding and articulation difficulties.
Okay, that's...
And mispronounce words.
Yeah, that's...
Often altering the sequence of the sounds.
Oh, wow. Oh.
For example, lipstick might be pronounced lick-stip. Maids a milking might be pronounced mills a making.
Hey, I was drunk that day.
Language is reduced to disjointed words, and sentence construction is poor, often omitting function words and inflections. A person with expressive aphasia might say, "Son, university, smart boy, good, good."
Are you kidding me?
That's our boy.
Are you kidding me?
And so, to further discuss this rare but horrible, horrible affliction, we'd like to bring on a neurologist named Dr. Neil Butani. Dr. Neil?
How are you?
How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Is this one of your acting buddies,
No,
Ralph?
This is an actual doctor.
All right.
You went to a USC med school, right, Doc?
That's right. Fight on.
Fight on.
No fight on indeed. All right. So the listener had it right. Expressive aphasia is an actual condition that can affect somebody's brain, Doc?
Of course. Of course. Of course. It tends to be later in life. I don't know how old Kevin is.
I'm 100.
Not that old.
No, I'm not that old that I should have something like that, but I have it, I guess.
Okay. Now, we don't know how much you're familiar with the program, and of course you heard Ralph read the email. I do have, and I hope this is helpful to you, Doctor, I do have a couple of sound clips I'd like to play for you, and maybe you can just listen to it with a professional neurologist ear and determine if this sounds like the type of thing we're describing with expressive aphasia. Do you mind doing that?
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay. Here's an interview, for instance, that Kevin conducted with the great Stephen Bochco, I believe, or about the great Stephen Bochco on his TV show over there with one of the actors that was on the show.
Mark, so you're gonna, starting tonight, and are you a permanently on the show?
Yes.
Hey, tell. By the way, if you see Botchko, tell him that we're so over there is not anymore, right?
Oh my God,
Dr. Neal.
Is that- Does that sound like what we're talking about?
I think this might be the best textbook example.
Man, I'm not going to be an example in a book, am I? Come on. I don't want to be an example in a book.
Here's Kevin with the family, I believe, down in Georgia that won't stop having the goddamn kids. I think they're up to about 16 of them or something like that now. And Kevin had, I thought, an excellent question about the sleeping arrangements in their very busy and full home.
Now, which sex is your oldest?
We have a boy, Joshua, that's 16.
Now, he's not going to want to spend much time with all those other boys in their room come pretty here a couple of years.
Dr. Neal?
I think that might have just been what's called a cute confusional state that happens sometimes. When
that happens to me.
Well, that's a given with Kevin, but we're looking to probe a little deeper into the problem.
Yeah. Well, we got to do a mental status exam on him.
Oh, man.
We've been saying that for years now.
Now, what happens, doctor, in layman's terms, because obviously we're not neurologists, but what happens when you have the idea of the order you want to put the words in and somehow they don't come out that way? What is going on? Is it a misfiring synapse or what's happening there?
Well, what's happening is the front of the brain is where you activate in order to be able to execute on something. Everything you do that's motor, anything that you initiate is the front of the brain. And everything that we perceive and understand is the posterior part of the brain. And when that connection is lost or when the front of the brain has a problem, especially in the dominant side, when we say someone's right-handed but they're left-brained, well, that person maybe can't have an initiation of the right sequence of words. Maybe it's on the tip of their tongue. They know what they want to say, but they can't get it out, or the syntax is off.
That happens to me all the time where it's a word I'm super familiar with.
Right.
And as I get to it in a sentence, it's just gone.
Right, and you had it sitting there ready to go.
Yeah. Oh, and it's not something that I would normally forget. I shouldn't forget it. I'm very familiar with it. Gone.
What's important is that when this is going on, are you able to understand everything correctly?
While I'm talking? No, everything goes blank.
Everything goes blank.
Really? So,
pretty much. I mean, yeah, because I can't find that word, so I can't.
He shuts down. The brain just shuts down, doctor.
I think I panic. I don't know. Yeah, the brain just shuts down. I think that's what it is. I almost die every time. Would you prescribe alcohol for this?
I think sedatives might be indicated.
Oh, damn it.
Doctor, what's the cause usually of this sort of disorder in someone?
Well, years of chronic drinking. No, I'm kidding. any kind of stroke can cause this. Seizures can cause this. However, you tend to be, this is maybe quite too limited for that, but it could be that. Seizures, headaches, migraines can cause that. Acute brain injury can cause that. Anything like chronic damage from substance abuse or anything like that.
Now we're
getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Is it the type of thing that can be repaired, and is it the type of thing that gets progressively worse?
Well, if it's a stroke, and if it's treated in an appropriate amount of time, nowadays one can rehab and get things back to where they were pretty well sometimes. That's the thing about the brain is even in 2007, unfortunately, sometimes things can be devastating and can progress to become even worse over time.
Would you guys say I'm getting worse?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me play one more clip for the doctor. Joining us, neurologist Dr. Neal Botany is on the line right now. He is talking about Kevin's condition, which we believe sounds like him, expressive aphasia, as we think what he has. And here's, I think this is the clip that in 5 seconds is going to seal the deal on whether he's got it or not. And Kevin, I think you know what's coming here.
A regular duck fan you watch all the time him?
Are you a regular duck fan you watch all the time him? Is not what he intended to say, I'm guessing.
I hope not.
Right.
Yeah. I hope that's not what I intended to say. But I start getting into the middle of it and I just go blank. I don't know.
I think you need an MRI, my friend.
Yeah.
Now, what's the treatment? Alcohol?
He said, hopefully.
Again? I don't think that in professional conscience I could recommend alcohol in the air.
Are there meds he could take that would actually make him understandable to other humans?
if he were having a seizure, one could give him anti-epileptic medications. If this were some kind of a result of a mini stroke or something, one could prevent another stroke from occurring.
I don't think it's either of those.
Yeah, one could lay off of any substance abuse if that.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. One is not going to do that. By the way,
one can't do that. Is there another option?
Is euthanasia ever prescribed?
Is
that ever a clinical option?
How about euthanasia with alcohol?
Again, I'm not
Can't
comfortable
do that.
Going on the air.
Yeah.
Hey,
doctor, let me ask you this, and I know there's more unknown about the brain than there is what's known, even at even in the 21st century. But is Kevin more or less likely to develop, say, Alzheimer's as a result of having the kind of brain that he has? Is there any connection between this disorder and that?
Well, what we're finding nowadays is that dementias of all types, you know, Alzheimer's used to be a dementia when we didn't know exactly what was going on. Now we're figuring out that there are specific types of dementia that are not Alzheimer's. But in the end, they all mean that the person has memory decline and an inability to conceive the world and perceive the world as well as they could before.
Yeah.
The thing about us nowadays is we're lucky in that we're living longer. We have a higher quantity of life.
Oh, yeah, that's great if your mind goes.
Yeah, but the quality
that's great
of life,
news.
The quality of life is something that, unfortunately, we don't necessarily all get to have.
Yeah, that's great news for those of us that have a long life in front of us
right.
and are already atrophying to the point of scariness.
Yeah. Now, Kevin, you get so angry at me when I refuse to accept the Asperger's
diagnosis because
clearly I don't have it.
Because it's 100% on you.
Now, we've just given the doctor many examples that he says are textbook for expressive aphasia. Are you willing to accept your diagnosis?
I imagine, yeah. I don't like to do that. It doesn't make me happy. I look at that and I go, what the hell was that about?
Well, I mean, why is Bean not accepting the Asperger's?
Well,
because I don't have it.
Because
I don't have it. But Kevin really does have this.
We don't have time for that.
Okay.
But don't you think, doctor, that identifying the problem is really half the battle?
Yeah, it is. It is, definitely. And then, I mean, obviously, avoiding anything that could exacerbate it and obviously seeking treatment,
right.
You know, appropriate diagnosis.
If someone were to come to you and tell you what was wrong with you, wouldn't you give them a big hug?
I'm that type of guy.
Yeah, that's what I figured. He sounded like a hugger to me.
I think that this is going to be something that Kevin is going to use against us now, because when he screws up, he's got a medical reason now.
Expressive
I mean, he can't
aphasia.
Be fired for it
what
anymore.
Do you want from me?
Like, he can't be fired for it anymore. It's a medical condition.
Like, right. He's ever going to be able to remember or pronounce expressive aphasia.
That's why I wrote it. I like that helps.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Neil, you're the best neurologist we've ever talked to. Thank you for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on the air.
Thanks, Doc.
You bet.
Appreciate
right.
it.
Bye-bye.
Bye
now.
Wow.
Yeah. Congratulations, Kevin. I want to see you get up and hug Ralph.
There's a name for it.
You have an official thing.
All right.
You're
Ralph,
not just a big dummy. You got a problem.
Oh, he's
going to
hug.
Oh, he's going to hug. Look at this.
Oh,
that's a beautiful moment.
Got a moment.
Now, Kevin, do you recognize that man in the room?
Who?
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
You got to wonder if there were no cameras, if he would have had to go to the top of the Eiffel of the tower to get
That was a moment with Kevin.
Yeah. Let's get that doctor in here stat.
Yeah,
it's an emergency case.
It is.
Good work lining that up, Ralph. I think you've done a real public service here this morning.
Difference between you and me, Bean? I'm going to look into it.
That's right.
The difference between you and me.
It was funny, but Kevin said, that caught my interest enough. I'm going to do some research and see what that's all about.
Well, because he really has it. I don't really have my thing.
Living in denial.
It's 7:55. Speaking of brain injuries, we're going to talk to and about Tourette's syndrome
people.
Oh, I
wonder if mine could turn into Tourette's. That would be best case.
You can only hope. That'll be coming up after the news at 8. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Thursday morning.
Lindsay Lohan's out of rehab for mere days, but she's already ready to get her party on.
Excellent.
Really?
That's what you look for.
She will be hosting the New Year's Eve party at the Pure Nightclub at the Caesars Palace Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas to welcome in 2008.
Seems like a bad idea.
If you're an alcoholic and substance abuser?
Yeah.
You don't think you should be in Vegas on New Year's Eve, Lisa?
Probably not.
You're such a stick in the mud.
Can we determine that after you get through rehab, the first thing you need to do is go into that environment to make sure it's safe?
Just immerse yourself in it to see what kind of resolve you have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See how it's going to go. You know, maybe take a drink or two.
See if you can
stop
it,
just to make sure you can handle it.
See if you can stop.
Right. The thing is, she doesn't have much choice. See, you have to remember that Lindsay had already accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars from the Pure Nightclub for the honor of hosting her 21st birthday party.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
But she had to bail out in order to focus on her sobriety. That means she still owes them a night of work.
Oh, she took the money.
She must have spent the money.
She took the money. She's got to pay back the money or give them a night of work. And apparently sources are saying she doesn't have the cash anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
How about that?
So she's going to be there at Pure, drinking Red Bull, I'm sure.
Sure. Yeah.
She is one of the only celebrities who spends her talent fee for bar appearances on rehab.
It's ironic, isn't it? Well, she's got that hotel tab still to pay off.
Million,
that million dollar hotel tab. Meanwhile, She's been seen with her new boyfriend, Riley Giles, or Giles. I still haven't found out how to pronounce the last name. They apparently were spotted Monday. Paparazzi cornered them when they were shopping at Victoria's Secret.
Ooh.
Riley, you lucky bastard.
Yeah.
Sure, you get her now when she's all sober, but still. I bet she still does a few freaky
just
things.
Just wait a week.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Not as good as when she was doing the blow, topless. But still, it's got to be fun, right? Riley, are you with me, Riles? Riles, R-Train, dude, over here.
How do you know he's not paying attention? How do you know he's listening?
Because he listens. Oh. Who doesn't?
A lot of people.
Everybody. Things just got worse for O.J. Simpson, if you can believe it or not.
Excellent.
Authorities have added yet another charge to the laundry list of charges being brought against him by the state of Nevada.
I'm the juice. Whatever that is. I just try to be a good guy.
Prosecutors are now saying Juice will be hit with a charge of coercion with a deadly weapon.
I thought they already made up 7 different ways to say the same thing.
They've got him on one crime, but they're just rephrasing it over and over again to add charges onto it. Apparently, coercion with a deadly weapon is different than robbery with a deadly weapon or assault with a deadly weapon.
Coercion.
Coercion, yeah. This will be added to his list of charges for the preliminary hearing on November the 8th. That's when OJ goes to court for the first time for all this. So,
come on, jury.
And come on, Court TV.
Yeah.
I'm hoping there's round-the-clock coverage of this particular gig. Mariah Carey has the answer for all those troubled souls like Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears.
Mariah Carey does?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's got the solution to help them.
She's the wise sage that everyone's looking for?
Wasn't she the one who went into the nut bin a couple years ago
because yes,
she had a breakdown?
Yeah.
Well, her advice for Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears and others like her, let the Lord take care of you.
Yes. Oh. Yes. On the God train now?
Yes.
The Lord.
She told the ladies on The View that if you're not spiritually centered, you can't withstand the pressures of Hollywood. She uses prayer to keep her on the right track. Mariah says reading the Bible works because knowledge is power.
Okay.
If those words were coming out of anyone else's mouth, it might be easier to take. She seems crazy.
Well, baby got book.
She does.
That's what she's saying.
That's true.
That's true.
Hey, ladies, want to keep people from Hades? Baby got book.
Now, she's had a lot of problems, it seems like, with substances in the past, but I don't remember her deal being alcohol. Wasn't she more pills or something?
I don't know.
I don't know what she was. I just know she was crazy.
I thought she was bonkers. Yeah. I don't think it was substance abuse. I think she just went nuts.
I don't remember her doing rehab, but I do remember her having a little term in the padded room there.
Yeah.
In the nut bin.
Hey, you know, religion does help some people if it is, you know, keeping her clean.
That's
true. Good on her.
And you know, there's no nutty people who are ultra-religious. We know that.
That's true, too.
Right.
That's true, too.
Snare. Snare. Dave Matthews is going to do 2 free concerts next month at the U.S. Military Academy.
He's good that way.
He is good that way. This was for that contest. Remember when everybody had to punch in DMB and DMB into their cell phones in order to get to play their school?
Yes.
Well, apparently, West Point beat out 100 other colleges for the world's largest pep rally contest. So Dave will perform there on the 14th and 15th.
He's one of those performers that's, to me, it seems like even way better than the CD, which very few performers are.
I agree. He is great live. So the guys in West Point get a chance to see him, which is great because then they'll be shipped to Iraq for the rest of their lives. They'll have a good memory of the States before they go away.
Couldn't end that story on a positive note at all, Ralph.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Come on, let's face facts. Today's celebrity birthdays, Ed Robertson, guitarist for Bare Naked Ladies, is 37, as is Adam Goldberg, our pal from Saving Private Ryan, Dazed and Confused, Lisa's favorite movie.
Hate that movie.
He's the Hebrew Hammer, of course, in his own
film.
He's 37 years old today. Chad Smith, drummer for the Chili Peppers, is 45. Nancy Cartwright, voice of Bart Simpson on The Simpsons, is 50. And Marion Ross, who played Mrs. Cunningham on Happy Days, Richie's mom.
Ring the bell!
Is 79 years old today.
That's so hot.
Oh, it's not hot. I hate it when you do that. That hurts.
Bananas. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
South Park, my favorite TV show of all time, and it's gotten really nutty in the last couple of weeks. I want whatever Matt and Trey are smoking, because they're in part 2 tonight. Last night was of Imagination Land, and I think there's a part 3 as well, and it's the strangest thing you've ever seen. But the week before that was Tourette's. And Eric Cartman, it starts with Eric Cartman in a store, a toy store. And there's a little kid next to him who has Tourette syndrome.
Big Wayne Slammer. That's pretty cool. Karate kick, power force, and bendable neck.
asshole.
Ma'am, is that your son over there?
Yes, I'm sorry. My son has Tourette syndrome.
Tourette syndrome?
Okay, so, and then she says...
It's a neurological disorder. He can't control what he says.
Oh.
Dumb shit! Stupid shit!
If we had more time with the neurologist, Dr. Neil, that we had on last hour, we could have asked him about Tourette's. But what little I know about it, Kevin, is mostly it's facial tics. A small percentage of people who have the
neurological... I thought you shout out curse words.
I think that's a small percentage. That's like 10-15% or something like that, people who actually scream out curse words and taboo words. But for most people, it's the people that you see that are... those
yeah.
people.
Really? That's
those
Tourette's?
Are the Tourette's people. Or the people that are blinking their eyes all the time, for instance.
That's
you know,
Tourette's
that sort of
too?
Thing. Yeah, there's all sorts of facial tics that go along with it. What you want, though, is the one where you get to scream out, and like Eric Cartman discovered on South Park, you can say anything and nobody can criticize you because it's not your fault.
Can't get in trouble for it. They have to feel sorry for you.
All right, hold on just a second here. Are you telling me that if you have this Tourette syndrome, you can say whatever you want all the time and never get in trouble?
It's a neurological disorder. He can't help it.
So Eric gets the bright idea that he's going to now walk around and shout at the top of his lungs any curse words that come to his mind.
He's just like you.
We're going to take some calls, yeah, at 1-800-520-1067 if you have Tourette's, especially the kind where you shout out curse words. Although we can't put those on the air, can we? How are we going to do that?
But I don't think it happens to people all the time.
Okay.
I mean, I think that they'll have stories of when it has happened to them in inappropriate moments, but it's not likely to happen in the 2 minutes that we're on the phone with them.
So Matt and Trey, in their inimitable style, Eric is becoming a spokesman now for Tourette's.
Oh, good.
On, I don't know, Dateline NBC or 2020 or one of those shows, and he's now on TV.
Tonight, Eric Cartman will go on television and become the spokesman for Tourette's syndrome.
Thanks, everybody. Suck my...
So he says that and they clap. Come on, that's a perfect scenario, isn't it?
But in additional research, Kevin, I found out that it comes on when you're like 5, 7, 8 years old is when you start developing the Tourette's.
Is it impossible to develop later in life?
It does. I haven't done much research, but it seems to me like if you don't have it by the time you're, you know, into your teens, you're not likely to develop it. So I think it's too late for you.
Damn it. How freeing would it feel to be able to say anything you want? Just and people have
be
to
be the best.
And people have to not only not say anything, they have to give you encouragement. Come on. That would rule. All right. Let's go to Connor in Chino. Good morning, Connor.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You have Tourette's?
Yeah, I've had Tourette's since I was about 5 or 6.
You have the bad kind or the good kind?
It all depends. Like, I have a couple buddies that have, like, they basically, when you're diagnosed with Tourette's, they mm-hmm. send you into little programs in school and stuff that keep you from, like, getting the cursing. Because the cursing's not only just, like, a medical condition, it's also, like, it's brought on as age grows and as your vocabulary comes about.
Right.
And if they can catch, that before you learn all the really bad words, you only have the twitches.
Oh, I see. So they try and stop it before you get that vocabulary.
Yeah, basically.
But how do they – I mean, once you grow into your teens and you're exposed to all of those words because of your friends and you understand that they're inappropriate words, how does it stop you from incorporating those into your Tourette's?
they medicate you pretty heavily.
Oh, I got you. Okay. If you don't have the cursing, what do you have? What kind of Tourette's do you have?
I have the body tics.
Oh, that's a bad kind.
Yeah, it's actually not that bad. I actually have a buddy that rode next to him this past year, Jeremy Stenberg.
Sure, of course.
He has Tourette's, too.
Twitch, yeah, that's his nickname.
Twitch, yeah.
Yeah, they call him Twitch.
Yeah, of course.
He has Tourette's, and he has the same kind of Tourette's I do.
But, Connor, couldn't you, like Eric Cartman, just start cursing and get away with it? I mean, because you have Tourette's, you could do it.
To be completely honest with you, when I was in about 10th grade, I had a history teacher that really I just didn't like.
That's what I'm talking about.
And he knew I had Tourette's, so I'd sit there and just curse all through class. And he couldn't say anything about it. He'd just sit there and be like, oh, well, now, Connor, you need to step outside when you feel these coming on. I just start blurting out curses
Connor
out.
Connor is Eric Cartman. Nice work.
He is indeed.
Thanks, everybody. Suck my
Thank you, Connor. Let's talk to Peter in Westwood. Again, we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you've got the Tourette's, Kevin is very jealous if you've got what he calls the good kind. You can't stop swearing.
Yeah.
Peter, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Lisa.
Hello.
You have Tourette's?
I have Tourette's, and actually, I have some Asperger's as well.
You have
it's
both?
It's actually common for people with Asperger's to have something that goes with it, like ADD, OCD, Tourette's. Mm.
Peter is what would happen if Kevin and I had a baby, it sounds like.
Yeah. Did you have the good kind or the bad kind?
My Tourette's?
Yeah.
I didn't blurt out swears, but I have this thing I do where I scrunch up my face and close my eyes really tight.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. That's the bad kind.
Yeah, and I also do this thing where it's kind of weird. When I'm walking,
right.
I literally open my legs and squat down like I'm trying to get off a horse or something.
Okay, so if you have those negatives, why don't you curse nonstop, and then that'll be a positive to balance it out?
That's Kevin's solution.
No, I'm saying you have carte blanche.
It really never appealed to me.
Peter, how often do you do those things?
It depends. If I miss my meds for some reason, it'll get really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm on a medication called Risperdal,
mm-hmm.
and it usually helps pretty well. So.
It controls it pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not taking advantage, Peter. That's all I'm saying.
Kevin's disappointed
in you.
Thanks
for the call. Listen, this just did.
We appreciate it.
Lightning just wrote us a note. The famous Moto Xer Twitch has Tourette's. He twitches all the time.
And that's why he's Twitch?
Yeah, how about that? That's why he got the nickname.
I have no idea.
Why didn't we bring that up on the air on the show that he should be listening to?
1-800-520-1067. We'll take some more calls and try and talk them into the good kind of Tourette's.
Checking one. Checking one.
Uh-oh.
God. God damn. Check. Checking.
Careful.
Check. Fuck.
Ralph. Ralph.
Check. Pah. Pah.
What's that noise?
Pah. Check one. Pah. Checking. Pah. Pah.
What is pah?
I don't know, but I didn't know Ralph had it. That concerns me. What?
Dumb shit. Stupid shit. All right, hold on just a second here. Are you telling me that if you have this Tourette syndrome, you can say whatever you want all the time and never get in trouble?
Come on.
I know it's your dream, Kevin, but I bet it's no fun to actually have.
But no, but that's what I'm saying is if you got the bad kind, the tics or whatever, then use it to get away with stuff.
Fake it. Fake it
yes.
that you have the good time, right? I see what you're saying. All right. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. We're taking your calls if you've got the Tourette's. We really want somebody with the good Tourette's, by the way. That's what we're looking for. So far, we're having trouble. We got some people who know people. Let's try Jim on line 4. Jim calling us from Pasadena. Good morning, Jim. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi there.
Hi, Jim.
Hi. So I have a pretty mild. I have a pretty good. My only real tick that I have is my tongue slips in and out of my mouth a lot, and it has earned me the nickname Lizard Boy.
Like a lizard.
God.
Oh, you're gonna very popular with the ladies.
You're gonna make a woman happy someday.
Yeah, you would think so, but a lot of the time it kind of looks like I'm being lewd. So
sure. I can see that.
Do people look at you like in your car, wherever you go, they look at you horrified?
Well, yeah. not so much. It just like if I'm in the car, it looks like I'm talking to myself really, but. Like, talking like a snake, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, how often does it happen? I mean, is it every minute that you stick your tongue in and out?
It happens a lot. Like, it usually happens every minute, you know, a couple mm-hmm. times every minute.
Have you ever faked having a good time?
I have tried to fake it a lot. I get away with it a lot with new people or
with
my friends.
That's what I'm saying.
I cannot pull the wool over my family's eyes.
Sure.
Of course not.
Oh, so they know the truth.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, like when I was a kid, I used to stomp my foot a lot. That's over. And I always had the tongue thing.
Right.
But, you know, when the word got out that I had Tourette's, I started trying to, you know, go F. Yeah, I'd
like, yeah, you milk it. Of course.
In Goonrack Saints, you know, I would do the F-A thing a lot.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, whenever I would do it with my friends around my family, I would just get a bunch of dirty looks. And I'm like, yeah,
of course.
Do that.
That's too bad. But as long as it's work or school or something, you're in, like Flint.
Yeah, well, it's great because my boss is a real foulmouth. He cusses like a sailor. And
excellent.
He, you know, he and I have a lot of fun with it.
Excellent.
Fantastic. All right, Lizard Boy, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Get that dude in the circus. That's fantastic.
All right, let's see here. Friend who what?
We got Cody on line five.
Yeah.
His brother does the swearing. Let's find out what that's all about. Hey, Cody, you're on the Kevin and Bean Sean Kara. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Cody.
Your brother has the good kind of Tourette's?
He has the facial tics, but the mainly reason why he cusses is because he's trying to hold those facial tics back.
Really?
So it triggers
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so like if he's really going out, because like a full one will last like a good 10 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And if he's really trying to hold it back, like right after the facial tic happens, he'll just, you know, B or F, whatever comes out, you know?
I yeah. see. So it's a way of trying to control the bad kind.
He's found some remedies, but I mean, most of the time it's just his meds that he's on.
Right.
Right, exactly.
He definitely takes advantage of it.
That's what I was going to ask. Good
yeah.
for him. Good for him.
He actually got in with a girl when he was at driving school because the officer was a female cop.
Yeah.
And he just kept going off and he'd just give parrot noises and he messes around way too much.
Your brother rules. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Cody.
If Kevin could get away with it, man, he'd yep. be walking down the street going, ah, ah.
Thanks, everybody. Suck my b-.
All right, one more. Let's talk to Jim in Irvine, because this seems like it would be a bad combination. Jim, good morning.
Morning, guys. Kevin Bean, Lisa May, how are we?
Good. We are good. You used to be in a Bible study with a kid who had Tourette's.
No, let me give you the long version of the story. My wife was raised Christian, and she had been beaten up on me to get to church with her, and I wasn't having it. I didn't want any part of it.
Right.
And so she talked me into going to this Bible study group with some folks from her work.
Mm-hmm.
It's real low key. They serve dinner. It's, you know, not a big deal. So I, to appease her, of course, I go. Well, we get into this Bible study, and not only do these people start to chant in tongues, mm-hmm. waka, 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 but as they start to chant in tongues, you hear MF-er, son of a, all these
really
coming from the kitchen
in a Bible study.
And you're standing in a circle holding hands with your eyes closed. Instantly my eyes open up, I look over, I catch my wife's eyes looking at me like, oh no, he's out of here.
Are you kidding? That would make me want to stay.
I take a walk into the kitchen and there's this 6-year-old kid doing a puzzle just screaming at the top of his lungs every bad word that you can think of.
Fantastic.
And then I thought, if this is church, I'm in.
Yeah, no
kidding. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm guessing that you were quickly straightened out.
It was a good 6 years before I ever thought about going back into a church again.
I don't know. I would have gone the next day.
That's pretty
Come
sweet,
on.
Jim.
That's the best.
Thanks for the call, dude.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Suck my b-.
By the way, I'd just like to point something out, and this might make me childish, but if you go to iTunes, you can download the South Park without beeps. And it's just so much more fun that way.
Yes.
Oh,
it
I
really
agree.
Is. It's unedited yeah. on iTunes. I think they just started it this season, and it's so great that way.
By the way, you know, you buy your Wrapped CD or download,
yep.
too. So much better without the editing. Clearly, yeah. It's more artistically pure as well, by the way. All right. I don't understand. Help me out here, Kevin, because you're the Harry Potter fan in the bunch. I have not seen any of the movies. I have not read any of the books. And I know that you are among the millions of fans who think they're fantastic. But why is J.K. Rowling now doing a book tour now that the book has been out for months and has already sold millions of copies? Why is she out promoting it now?
I don't know. I really
Isn't
don't know.
Is that weird?
Yeah. I don't know. She was having a question and answer, and somebody asked her about Dumbledore, Albus Dumbledore, who I believe was the head of the school.
Yes.
Hogwarts.
That's right. Head of Hogwarts, right.
She said no one's ever asked her about this before. Really? Is that possible after 7 books worth of publicity?
Well, I think what goes on when you get a chance to talk to the author, you get a chance to find out the stuff that was in her mind as she was writing the books, the stuff that maybe didn't make it into the book, the backstory. And one of the people at Carnegie Hall, where she was doing this reading and answering questions, said, did Dumbledore ever find love? We noticed he never got married in the books. Did he ever find love? And she announced, to the surprise of everybody, even hardcore Potter fans, that Dumbledore is gay. And I guess it was very, very well received, big applause in the hall. And she said, I would have told you earlier if I knew it would make you so happy. Now, I don't don't understand why she's doing a book tour. I don't understand why she said why she would say something like that. I don't know where she's coming from. If she was doing it to make headlines again, if she was doing it just because artistically that was she was giving an honest answer as to why she wrote the character the way she did. I mean, the book is already banned in more schools than any other book there is.
I know, which is crazy, but
so much trouble with so many places around the world that won't even let their kids read these books because of the witchcraft angle. So now I guess she wants to make sure that even fewer parents will let their kids read it because now it's, you know, it's just a big homo love fest now we in just, some people's minds.
I don't believe homo love fest is what actually was happening in the book.
How do you know?
I read all the books.
How do you know?
I read all the books.
Yeah, well, maybe it was between the lines, sister.
But what I'm saying is there are now some people who will not want their kids to read the books because of this revelation. That's all. That's why it strikes me, I mean, from a commercial standpoint, it seems like an odd thing for her to say.
I guess, but she also doesn't need more success
No, she doesn't.
No.
I mean, when you look at her from the beginning, she had a stroller and a kid. She was in a Starbucks or whatever. That's how she wrote the first one. And then it's just gone crazy with the movies and everything else. But we went back and listened to the Harry Potter audio book of The Deathly Hallows.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And we pulled a clip that we think might be able to shed some light on it, now looking at it from this point of view.
Well, sometimes, you can go back and see little clues.
So he was gay. Oh, I didn't see that one. And then you look at it again, you go, of course.
Right.
So we aired this at the time, right as that book was coming out. Never even occurred to us that Dumbledore was gay. Now that she said it, I guess you're saying it should have been obvious to us.
Correct, yes. Should we explain it further or just play the clip?
I think we're ready for the clip.
Okay.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows by J.K. Rowling. Chapter 1. Harry could not believe that Dumbledore was gone. Hogwarts will never be the same, he said. I agree, added Ron. It'll be much better. What? Exclaimed Harry. How could you say such a thing? Harry figured that the growing dark influence of Lord Voldemort had finally reached his best friend. It's true, Ron replied. We'll never be able to recapture our lost innocence when Dumbledore invaded our magic chambers. I have no idea what you're talking about, Harry replied. Come now, Harry, said Ron. You've got to stop repressing those memories of the times Dumbledore would bring us into his office and make us hold his magic wand. No, shouted Harry. I won't talk about this. Well, maybe you'll talk to me, said a deep voice behind him.
Oh.
Who are you? Harry demanded. I'm Salgo Boothroyd, the lawyer representing the students of Hogwarts in a class action lawsuit against the school. The Order of the Phoenix has agreed to cough up a $660 million settlement to more than 500 alleged victims of wizard abuse. It turned out that Dumbledore had been moved from another wizardry school after making several children don the cloak of nudity. Why, that old fruit, said Harry. Where do I sign?
How could we not have seen that then?
Oh, my God.
It's a little more obvious when you look at it now through fresh eyes.
Sure. About the name.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
I think that song's over.
Best background vocal ever.
Jimmy E. World, Kevin and Bean Show.
Phenomenon.
8:52, Kevin and Bean Show.
Liz Cruz from Van Nuys won tickets for the K-Rock Creep Show with Serge Tankian. By the way, we may be speaking with Serge tomorrow. He, like many Southern Californians, is having a little bit of a rough week with the fires. Mm-hmm. So he may not be available to us after all. But we are going to definitely talk to him about his new solo album that just came out on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And he's headlining the Creep Show party Saturday night. And we have more tickets you can win all day long here on K-Rock. Why are you mm-hmming, Ralph?
I'm just saying. Well,
it's a very agreeable sort today.
We'll just hear him when we hear him. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We don't have a specific date and time, but we are working on getting Serge back on the program. Mm-hmm. Here's Ralph with the showbiz beat.
Mm-hmm. He's got a new side project coming out of Herd Surge.
Oh, yeah?
New band.
Hmm. What's it called?
Power Surge.
Power Surge?
Power Surge.
That'd be good.
That'd be cool. Power Surge.
Surgical Strike.
Surgical Strike would be another good one.
Surge something else.
To surge with love.
That would be the best.
Open heart surgery.
Nice.
You can't do surgical and surgery. You can't do those back to back. You just can't. Move on. Go another direction. Zig and zag.
All right. Violent insurgents.
There you go. That's better.
Not bad.
Yeah. He could do that all day.
What are those noises? Why do you make those noises?
He's got Tourette's. You can't yell at him. He's got Tourette's.
Speaking of Jimmy Eat World.
Yes.
Whoa! They're still doing real well. Number 5 on the top CD chart, ranked by Billboard.
It is a good album.
In its debut, 5 on the list. Pretty strong.
Real good.
Here's how the rest of the top 10 CDs shake down. Colby Kylat.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is or how to say it, obviously.
She's a teen pop chick.
Well, I'm glad I don't know her then. Yeah. Her new album, Coco, is number 10 on the list.
All right.
Kanye West. You could call his album Coco, too, could you?
Sure.
Yeah. Number 9, Santana, Ultimate Santana, 8.
Top best 10. Of?
Yes. Yep. Best of Clinton. Santana, freaking Santana.
Hmm. Yeah.
Disney's High School Musical 2 soundtrack, number 7.
Sure. I'm sorry, say it again? Oh, didn't catch it? Say it again?
Disney's High School Musical 2 soundtrack is number 7.
Yeah!
This
is top-notch gay.
Another copy this week. I buy one every week just to keep it on the charts.
Reba McEntire's album of duets is number 6.
What? This is unacceptable!
What kind of list are you reading?
The top 10 selling CDs in America, my friend.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. As I mentioned, 5 was Jimmy Eat World with Chase This Light. Josh Groban's CD Noel is number 4. Rascal Flatts, Still Feels Good, number 3. Freaking country music.
Wow.
By the way, back up a notch to what's his name?
Josh Groban.
Josh Groban.
People going out and buying Christmas music already. That's his Christmas album.
Yeah.
On the charts.
Wow.
I think Rascal Flatts CDs should be used like cheese is used in mousetraps.
Yeah, I agree.
Everyone who comes to get a Rascal Flatts CD, just
deported.
Throw a net over them and then put them on an island somewhere. Imagine what kind of country this would be if we get rid of all the Rascal Flatts fans.
Yeah.
I think they had the number 2 best-selling album of last year, by the way, Rascal Flatts.
And I bet you own it.
Over 700,000 copies in its first week last year.
Mm-hmm. Although the sales in gun racks would plummet.
That's
true. Once they were taken off the market. But Kid Rock has the number 2 CD in America, Rock and Roll Jesus. And number 1 again, after dipping to number 2 last week, Bruce Springsteen, Magic, his new CD, number 1 again. Huge, huge selling disc. And think about it. Where would you go to hear new Bruce Springsteen music on the radio anywhere? No place.
Yeah,
who's carrying that stuff?
No one.
No radio play whatsoever. And this guy still is a monster seller. So, congratulations to the boss. Here's some shocking news. Reality TV may not be as real as it seems.
What?
Yeah, it's
Shut
true.
Up. How dare you?
TMZ.com, our favorite entertainment news website, has pictures of Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt from The Hills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Saying a very romantic goodbye to each other at the LAX airport on Tuesday. Then, miraculously, minutes later, they were caught reuniting.
What?
In different clothing.
Oh, no. Oh.
So apparently the there's a storyline where one of them is going someplace and they have this tear-filled goodbye. Then they go and change their costumes and they come back and they shoot the reuniting after the trip at the airport.
Jeez. Huh. Yeah. Camera crew didn't want to have to drive to LAX twice. So they said, look, you're coming back Sunday. Let's just go ahead and film that now.
Pretend you're coming back and now you're back. Go.
Oh, did you miss him? Boy, it's been a long 4 days without him.
Kiss. Good.
F
hug. Hold on.
F the hills.
Yeah, I agree, by the way.
Another fall television lineup casualty has occurred. This one is a little more unusual than the average, however. This is a TV show that has been canceled that never got on the air.
Oh, that sucks.
What? The cast and crew of a TV series called New Amsterdam were told to pack it up right in the middle of shooting the other day. Much to the dismay of cast and crew.
Why? How often does that happen?
Rarely.
Yeah.
There are 7 episodes that they've shot ready to air. However, Fox claims the show is now officially on hiatus.
Wow.
So they told him
they greenlight the show. They buy the episodes. They're in production. They say, hey, stop that. That filming, cut it out. And they're not going to air the other 7.
Is that because they see like the first 2 or 3 and just think it's terrible?
But Lisa, how bad could it be if Fox won't air it?
No kidding. They got to find some place for it.
Fox.
Yeah.
Who was in it? Do you know?
I don't know anything about New Amsterdam.
King of Mexico, who saw all new TV shows because they sent out screeners and he took them all home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Said he saw it?
Yeah.
Really bad.
Really bad?
Yeah.
I have the box set. I have 24 of those episodes.
I have all of them. I had the scripts at home.
But they didn't shoot 24, Dave.
I saw the scripts for them and the storyboards. I visited the director.
What do you think of the show, Dave?
He's quirky. I like his quirky.
He's the worst TV reviewer ever.
Didn't Dave have some sort of a hot scale or something? Did he make up some sort of a scale?
Yeah, what was his scale?
I don't know.
His TV viewing scale. I can't remember.
I just think it was like on a scale of 1 to 10, it was orange or something like that. I don't remember how it went.
Oh, dear Lord. Hey, any Zep fans out there?
Yeah!
Yes, you know that's true.
What the hell did you just say? You have what you thought I had, whatever that was.
Expressive aphasia.
Yes,
catching.
I need that.
Best, one of the best rock bands ever. Ralph, what do you got for
me? Let's get the lead out, shall we?
Let's do it. Let's put some Zep in your step.
Apple has announced you can now pre-order all the Led Zeppelin catalog for their iTunes store.
Pre-order.
Catalog goes live on November the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pre-order all the Led Zeppelin songs you'd like now, if you'd like.
Thank God, because those
on the 13th, you won't be able to get them because they'll be so busy, they'll sell out. They'll sell out at iTunes.
Plus, those they haven't put any of those songs on CDs.
No,
so you can't
that
have
anywhere.
Them. So I can see why you'd want to do that.
Kevin, if you wanted to improve your life greatly, you'd buy yourself some Led Zeppelin. You're missing out by not acknowledging that they're the best hard rock band ever.
I hear that.
But they just are. They're so good. They'll make your life so much better if you have a little Zeppelin in it.
Hmm.
Just have lunch with Led.
Yeah, there you go.
Just put some Zeppelin in your step.
I'm not going to do it just because of those two dumb sentences.
Come on, it's Rocktober.
You can pre-order it.
By the way, everyone's talking about this reunion concert in London. It's one of the biggest rock concert reunions ever.
It's only one
Let's
time.
Go,
right?
One time off.
That's what they're saying.
November the 26th.
I don't believe it.
And the band has announced it will be recorded and filmed, but for their personal use, there are no plans to release it ever.
Well, why would they say that then?
Just did this? Just to give you this finger right here?
Yeah.
Just here you go.
Videotaping it, not for you.
That's not for you.
Not for you.
That's what they're saying, basically.
Not for you.
Adam, is it going to be great, Ralph, or is it going to suck it, or are we going to regret that they did it?
I think it's going to be great.
Okay.
I think these guys are real, true musicians who can just knock it out of the ballpark.
Yeah.
You know? It's no Spice Girls reunion. Don't get me wrong.
I'm going to be there so bad.
But it's good.
It's a good thing they're only doing it once then.
EntertainmentWeekly.com has released an excellent list of the top 25 action heroes of all time.
Oh, come on now.
Best action heroes of all time.
Oh, this is right up your...
It
your
is.
Alley, right?
These are my kinds of movies right here. Top 25. Some are very disappointing. I mean, you could bitch about a lot of the position of these stars, but you couldn't really complain with the list they compiled. For instance, number 24 is Steven Seagal in Under Siege.
Ooh, yeah.
Number 24. He's at the bottom of the list.
Is this the bad list?
No.
Sean
Connery as James Bond in Goldfinger is 23rd on the list.
So he's just barely better
than
Steven Seagal.
He's just one better than Steven Seagal.
Wow.
That's what I got to say. Yeah, Sean cannot be happy about that. That's for sure.
He's upset.
Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible 3 is number 17. That's one higher than Sylvester Stallone as Rambo, by the way. Tom Cruise beat Rambo.
Wow.
Jackie Chan in Drunken Master.
Hi.
It's number 15 on the list. Number 12 on the list, Matt Damon in The Bourne Supremacy.
Sure.
That's well earned. Number 11 is Bruce Lee in Enter the Dragon. Not even the top 10, Bruce Lee.
Yeah. Dead.
Here's your top 10. Peter Weller as RoboCop.
Wait
number 10.
A second.
Okay.
Penn and Teller were in RoboCop?
No.
Peter Weller.
Oh, sorry.
As RoboCop. Number 9, William Holden in The Wild Bunch. Classic Western, The Wild Bunch.
I don't know that one.
Number 8, Schwarzenegger as The Terminator.
Okay.
Number 7, Chow Yun-Fat in Hard Boiled. You ever seen Hard Boiled?
No.
Oh, yeah. You gotta check that out. Number 6, Russell Crowe in Gladiator.
Crikey!
Number 5, Keanu Reeves in The Matrix.
Come on.
4, Mel Gibson as the Road Warrior, Mad Max. 3, Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Number 2, Sigourney Weaver, Aliens. And number 1, greatest action hero ever.
Michael Dudikoff, American Ninja.
No, not Michael Dudikoff, no.
It's a good guess, though.
Jeff Speakman, American Ninja. No, no, Bruce Willis, John McClane, Die Hard.
Sure. Oh, there you go.
We got a winner!
Was he talking over Justin Timberlake there?
I believe he was.
So. Yes.
Mitch That's Gaylord. Mitch Gaylord.
Who's Mitch Gaylord?
As gymnastic ninja. Gymkata. Now, Mitch Gaylord was like an Olympic gymnast who had a movie career as like a martial artist or something.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Well, too obscure for the room?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah.
That's not a terrible list, though. There's not
Like I said, placement I have more of a problem with than anything else.
But. Right. American Anthem? Was that perhaps the movie?
That's He's a total Gaylord.
American Anthem. Errol Flynn as Robin Hood, number 13 on the list.
Yeah, don't
care. Uma Thurman, Kill Bill, 14 on the list.
Yeah, she was hot.
She was good. Man. Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays, Adam Goldberg, our pal from Saving Private Ryan. And
he's a total Gaylord.
He is not. Oh.
Nope.
He's
nope.
the Hebrew Hammer.
Okay.
He's 37. Chad Smith from Red Hot Chili Peppers is 45. To celebrate, why don't we play some Peppers? Some Chili Pepper songs.
We don't play them much on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I know. That's why I think we should try.
Mike, see if we can find some Chili Peppers.
Yeah, dust off one of those old Peppers CDs and see if we can put it on the air.
Can we play vinyl here at K-Rock? I mean, do we have any
of those? That's a good point. Damn it.
Nancy Cartwright, who played Bart Simpson. Well, she does, currently. Still on The Simpsons. She's 50 years old today. And Marion Ross, who played Mrs. Cunningham, Richie's mom on Happy Days, is 79 years old today.
I mean, I think we're going to have to, if we all vote against someone getting the bell, I think you're going to have to bow to the pressure.
Yeah, bow down.
But does it make her any less hot?
Oh, that hurts me. I want to send Jamie Summers, the Bionic Woman, up there just to kick in your door and take your bell.
Yeah. Yeah. It needs to be done.
It does. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
54-1 now, Lisa. The game's still on. It's in the ninth inning now.
They are amazing.
Just scored again. Yeah. Wow. 54-1. So your team is looking pretty good for game one. I just worry they're going to use up all their offense. They won't have anything left for the rest of the World Series.
Good
That's
point.
My only
they need
fear.
To rest.
That's what the Rockies get for trying to trademark Rocktober. A-holes.
That's right. Deserve That's it. What happens.
What they get.
Hey, God was on their side when they were humble about the Rocktober.
That's
when
right.
they realized that Mark and Brian created it. Now they're trying to horn in on it. You're right. They get what's coming to them.
Type for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO. You can leave a message on any topic, even if you're a little bit behind the times.
Damn, I just got through watching you got served. Damn, they got served. They got served.
They did. That's true. What happened to them? Served.
Yep.
Got an email from a listener talking about the K-Rock Halloween party this weekend. Wants to know if You Got Surged is going to be on the bill. I don't think we've added them, but we may need to.
That's fantastic.
Well done. We were talking to Tara Patrick yesterday. And she was saying that she's DJing a Halloween party.
Right?
Yes.
At Tao Nightclub in Las Vegas.
Hey, Tara, you're taught how to DJ by DJ Rudell? Who the hell is that? Talk about DJ Omar Khan. DJ Omar Khan! Yeah!
Guys, way too excited about DJ Omar Khan. Let me just say that.
DJ Omar Khan.
This is a guy who was watching TV last night. And got 12 minutes into it and realized he'd made a tragic mistake.
All right, guys. It's officially 8:12 p.m. And I feel so much stupider after being only into that phenomenon show. Don't be like I did. Don't be a sucker.
Really?
This call is going to make... Yes.
D.
Yes. E-R. R-I-D. Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes, right. That's your typical Raider fan right there.
Halloween! Spook! 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 Dean, you f***ing rule. You are the best person on that show.
Come on.
Look, I'm just trying to give you something so that you can finally get Chocolate Rain out of your mind. That's my goal here.
But that song blows.
And by blows, you mean it's a beloved holiday classic that our listeners look forward to each and every year.
That's exactly what I mean, yes. How about a vampire joke?
I got one for you.
Oh, wait a minute. If you have kids, maybe you don't want them to hear this.
Oh, not appropriate?
That's it.
Okay.
I got one for you. There's a vampire walks into a bar, orders a cup of hot water. Bartender goes, "You're a vampire, that you only drink blood." Vampire says, "Yeah, I do." He goes, "Well, then what's up with the hot water?" He goes, "I found a tampon in the bathroom. I want to make tea."
Oh. Yeah. I really didn't want to hear that either.
Are you happy you heard that, Bean?
I regret my decision to get up this morning.
This is what pot can do to your mind.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know, the mountains, they're like on fire. Yeah. Somebody should really call the news and tell them about it, because nobody's talking about it. Kind of weird.
Dude, it's just you, man. You're just seeing things. We'd have heard about a fire if there was a fire, all right?
Of course.
We did ask a Muslim. Before that, we did ask a whore. We asked her if she advertised. She said, no, but I walk by construction sites. Remember
yes,
that?
She did.
That's how she got customers.
Sorry I'm a little late, but I just following up on that bit you had recently with that chick that, apparently she's a call girl or whatever. You know, it kind of made me come to the realization that girls who charge men money for sexual favors and cruise construction sites for nude marks are whores!
It's true.
That is the definition.
That's hard to argue. And you'll be very happy to know an old friend is back. More confident, sounding better than ever.
ArmenianComedian.net. You'll see me as a cartoon. And.com. BornHigh.com.
Now, he's got a movie coming out. Somebody has made a documentary about the Armenian comedian's life?
BornHigh.com, yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And then he called back. You know, that sounds like sweet music to him, right?
I know it does.
He's like, yes, I really nailed that one. I think they're going to like that. So, congratulations to him.
You guys,
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
By the way, if you've always wanted to call in at this time and never have, or you've tried and the phone has been busy, today's a good day to try because we actually have a couple of lines open right now. So you can get in toll-free, and you'll win a dinner or lunch for two from Subway along with a pair of tickets to the NHRA Finals. The final race of the NHRA Drag Racing Series is taking place November 1st through the 4th at the Auto Club Raceway in Pomona. Won't you please enjoy?
And if you're going to call in, please try to be polite to our phone screeners.
Why, what happened?
Brand new intern.
Yeah.
The Great Pyramids.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Cleopatra.
Yeah. What happened?
Some guy keeps repeatedly calling back, cursing at her, calling her a whore and a bitch.
It's her first day?
Her first day answering the phones.
But why is he saying that about her? She seems very nice.
She is very nice, but we have no idea. He just hates her and is just releasing a stream of expletives.
How do you not get angry at Dave? And you'd get mad at her. It's her
I'm
first
afraid
day.
That she did. He's just calling up just to be rude and say horrible things to a woman, I guess.
I wonder if it's her ex-boyfriend or something. Like, he knows she's working here.
Good question. We'll trace his number. All right. Your phone calls. Let's start with Jeanette in Los Angeles. Good morning, Jeanette.
Good morning. What it do, Kevin B, Lisa May, and Ralph?
Hello, Jeanette.
What's up, Jeanette?
Talking earlier this morning about Tourette's.
Yeah. I was listening to that, and I had to call. I wanted to tell you about a documentary I saw last week on cable about the history and the debate for legalization of marijuana.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they showed a female who had a very severe form of Tourette syndrome. She could barely make a sentence on camera because she could not control the muscles in her mouth.
Right.
But she smoked a few bowls on camera, and after a few bowls, she was talking like a normal person.
No kidding.
That's what I'm talking about.
Another medical use.
That was very nice.
No one will stand up for it, though, because you
actually be able to express herself.
It's a neurological disorder. He can't control what he says.
Except for with pot.
How about that?
Problem is, when she talked normally, all she could talk about was Rush songs and tie-dye T-shirts. It was very strange.
And how hungry she was.
And how hungry she was, yeah.
Dude, Tom Sawyer rips.
Let's go to Jennifer in Riverside. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, guys. What it do, everyone?
What it do, Jennifer?
I go to school for court reporting, and I don't know if you're sure what that is. It's where you sit with a little machine in the courtroom and take down all the words.
Right.
All right. We're not idiots, for God's sakes.
Yeah, we've been deposed enough to know that. Terrible job. Go ahead.
A lot of people don't know, but there's a girl in my school with Tourette's.
Nice.
Not like the verbal kind, but the twitchy kind. And like sometimes she'll almost knock her machine over, and I just want to go up and be like, you're wasting your money. Like, nobody is going to hire you.
That's sad,
may not be the career for her. And I think neurosurgery is out too, by the way, for her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like the school just wants her money, which is so awful because I don't know how long she's been there, but everybody's passing her.
It's like her tenth year.
I want to hug her.
Yeah.
Jennifer, what do they do?
She would accidentally punch you.
I know I'm going to get yelled at because I know you're calling about the Tourette's, but I am fascinated with, I have to ask you about this court reporting thing. How do you guys
type? No,
I have to know. Do you guys type some sort of shorthand? Do you have abbreviations for all the words? Or do you just learn to type really, really fast?
No.
I don't know. I'm curious.
No.
Let
her talk.
This
let me hear what Jennifer has to say.
For off air, Bean. Call her at home.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, no. No, what? No, no.
Ew.
I don't get a court reporter on the line very often.
Well,
I want to find out how
her
it
at
works.
Home. We'll take
give
down her number.
20 seconds to answer, for God's sakes.
Excellent. She's going to email you.
Good. Okay. Do email you. I definitely have some questions.
The history of freaking court reporting, she'll send you, for God's sakes.
She's talking about a girl with Tourette's, and that's fine with the court reporter angle.
I've always been interested in court reporting.
I've never been able to talk to one of those people before.
Just type real fast.
What do they do?
Shorthand,
like when the secretaries take dictation. I don't know.
The machines aren't anything like a regular keyboard. You can
I've
see
never,
that like, in any
like
TV
keys
show.
On it.
I don't know.
How is that more interesting than the topic at hand?
It's not. We were talking about the Tourette's. She got the part out about the Tourette's, which I was also very interested in. But while we've got her on the line, it doesn't kill us to take 30 seconds to learn something, does
what
it?
What fingers do they use to type in the court? Why do they wear those wigs in British courts? It's not the freaking court trivia hour, all right? Bean has interest in everything the opposite of the rest of us.
What's the origin of the gavel? I am going to interview Jennifer on my podcast. That's all there is to it.
It's
going to
be fascinating. Quint is your name in
Quint?
Tetsworth? Quint?
Yes.
Are you a shark fisherman?
Quint.
No, just, you know, the name I grew up with.
Okay. Sweet. It's a bad name. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning, Quint.
I used to work with a guy who was a writer, and so I had to talk to him on the phone all the time. And yeah. We would be having a discussion, and he had Tourette's terribly.
Right.
And he would call me every female body part you could think of, and it would just pop out of his mouth.
He would call you those names.
He would apologize. Yeah, it was terrible.
That's
he felt so bad.
He didn't feel bad, dude. He was putting it on. I'm telling
totally.
You.
Oh, no. I mean,
he didn't even have Tourette's.
He was constantly apologizing. And,
Sure, that's what Kevin does.
What's it like when you talk to a guy who's typing? What are you talking to a writer on the phone?
It popped out at the most inopportune time.
I'm certain of that, yes. Thank you for the call.
Telephone carrier do you use on the phone when you're talking with a writer?
Have you guys...
landline or cell phone?
You are such a dork.
Why did I call it a Bluetooth? Your tooth isn't blue.
Why? Because I'm interested in things.
Because you're interested in minutiae that is so far below the line.
The world doesn't go around unless somebody comes up with stuff
like
this.
Yeah, you make the world go round.
I'm not saying, no, I didn't say that. I'm saying without the little things that happen beneath the surface that we don't pay any attention to, nothing gets done. That's why I'm fascinated with the mechanics of how things work.
That's great, but not everything is interesting to the general populace.
I'm fascinated by court reporters. I asked for 30 seconds,
you
guys.
Shorthand.
Let's talk to Christian in Downey, who I think is going to file some sort of a lawsuit, maybe a class action suit against the Kevin Beach. I'm worried about this one. Christian, good morning. What'd it do?
What'd it do, Lisa May?
What'd it do, Christian?
What'd it do, Kevin Beach?
What's going on?
So yesterday I'm driving to work.
What kind of car are you driving?
I have a new 2007 Tacoma. Love
what
it.
Road were you on?
I was on Washington.
How fast were you going?
I was going 0 miles an hour, actually.
Zero.
All right, you're turning him into the psycho Mike school of telling a story. Let him get to the point.
All right, so you guys are about to start the conversation with Tara Patrick yesterday.
Yes.
And I start getting bad reception. So I go to, mess with my radio, see if I get it back. And not paying attention, I hit the gas and run into the lady in front of me.
Oh, no, that's our fault. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's our fault. Right. No worries.
It's Tara Patrick's fault.
And because of that, I missed the entire interview.
That's funny.
Horrible.
Your penis must be so sad.
It was. I think it died.
It died.
Yeah, wow. it died.
In
that's
one day.
Sad. That's how sad my penis was. That it wouldn't get to talk to Tara Patrick.
Well, I don't know if we have that up at character.com. We do, of course, have a podcast every day.
Was the woman driving?
We do put clips up, but we'll ask Dave to see if we can get some Tara Patrick on the website for you so you have a chance to go back and listen to it because it was very good.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Bean's the guy who insists people get directly to the heart of their story.
I know.
And then he asks for her to expand on the court reporting
He's
aspect.
The least patient person on the planet
Except
for a story.
Except when it comes to something he's interested in. That he's got all day long.
And his excuse is, I was just really interested in something I've always wanted to know about. Just an hour ago, he chastised our listeners. There's something called a search engine. Just put the words in and maybe give it a look first.
Google court reporting.
Before you email me.
But in my defense, if you write to me and say, what's the name of that costume place in Glendale, that says to me you're not even trying. Because it's called Glendale Costumes, goddammit.
But I think what Mike is saying is that there are other sources for your insatiable
thirst for
knowledge about court reporting other than us having to talk to a court reporter on the air.
But you don't have that one on the air anyway. We're talking to her anyway.
No, because
what's the harm to spend 30 seconds?
Because everyone will tune out.
Yes.
Because it's a bad topic. That's why. Nobody cares how they type. No one cares.
Hey, you got the radio on? Kevin and Bean are talking court reporting. Turn it on. Quick. Turn on K-Rock.
Really?
They're talking to a court reporter.
Finally.
Ratings just skyrocket. Guys, I'm just saying, all right?
Lindsay?
Yes?
What's going on?
What did you guys?
What did you
do?
I just wanted to call in and say that I really like Bean's questions.
Oh, that's funny and all.
If he didn't ask them, how would we ever know?
Listen, people, there are magazines and books and newspapers and the internet. There's no shortage of ways to find out things in this world.
Not everything deserves airtime. If you want to find out what court reporting is, you can go to a website. I'm guessing within 4 seconds, find it out.
Bean should not be your source of information.
Well, don't you think, though, that the average K-Rock listener doesn't necessarily know these things?
Or care.
Or cares.
Correct. What's important.
That's the key.
You know, when you're really high, what you care about changes.
That's correct. You care about food.
That's what happens to Bean.
I'm going to put you on hold. You can email Bean to your heart's content. You can talk about court reporting.
Thank you, Lindsay. I appreciate the support.
I've always and I wanted to have a court reporter on. Wait. How long is that paper that comes out of the recording machine? It looks like it goes on and on.
Are there full letters on there, or is it some kind of shorthand?
I want to thank our special guest on today's show who diagnosed correctly, we believe, Kevin with expressive aphasia earlier today on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph lined us up with neurologist Dr. Neil Butani, who, by the way, is going to be opening his own practice down in Orange County in January, Kevin, so you can actually go see the doctor in office and get some of that follow-up
talk.
He
did not prescribe alcohol. I don't think he's a real doctor.
No. I think he's tried. Probably knows what's best for you in that case. But anyway, thanks to the doc for coming
out
today.
8 mils of making.
Maybe that's why he didn't prescribe
that alcohol.
For you. That's
what
I'm saying. Maybe it doesn't help your condition.
You're saying me on alcohol, not better?
No.
Okay. Would you mind if I ended with just a quick tape of Bean on today's show? Just
sure.
A quick highlight?
Hey, any Zep fans out there?
Yeah!
Yes, you know that's true.
Didn't have time to get the moment with music, but we'll get it tomorrow.
I may need to take tomorrow off, guys. I think I have to regroup.
I think finish my paper on court reporting. Due tomorrow.
Bend down and get your thing together or whatever.
What will I miss tomorrow? What will the Kevin and Ralph show be like tomorrow?
Clive Barker tomorrow. He's got a new book.
Oh.
Movie beat tomorrow because it's Friday.
Blah.
Britney Spears' new CD. We have clips. Harvey Levin, TMZ.com. Talking about all of everything that's going on in Hollywood. But you can't not be on the show tomorrow, Bean, because we're also going to talk to people who are in fan clubs that they're embarrassed to be a member of. And you are the king of those people.
I'm not embarrassed to be a member of any
club. Right, but you should be.
Yeah, maybe it's topic. The topic should be fan clubs that you should be embarrassed that you belong to.
We were talking about Josh Groban, and Tiffany, K-Rock listener, wrote us and said she's a Grobanite. Hardcore Kevin and Bean fan and a Grobanite.
Spends a lot of time and a lot of money on that little weasel-faced guy.
That's Bean's biggest complaint is his
looks like a weasel.
I hate that, dude. He looks like a weasel. He does, doesn't he?
Does he look like a real weasel, Bean?
Barry Manilow looks like somebody's elderly Jewish aunt.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's so talented. All right, listen, we don't have any time for this, but that's tomorrow morning right here on an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Stick around for Cat Corbett next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. How about the White Stripes? Also, shows... I really do. I need a damn.
All right. All right.
Go ahead.
Social D. We got some Muse, Dramarama, and a new one from the Foo Fighters. It's all straight ahead right here on K-Rock.
Hey, any Zep fans out there?
Yeah.
Yes, you know that's true.